So I just have to acknowledge the presence of Ev Rosenzweig before I start. It's a big honor and also a little bit scary, you know, to speak in front of him. Just bechavod before I begin. So the topic I want to speak about is Nesinas HaKometz B'Kli and its relationship with Kabbalah Saddam. Like colloquially, I guess we know it as Matan Kli, phase number two of Avodas HaMincha, of the Dalet Avodos. I thought it was a good topic to choose. You know, I'm aware of like the range of paces in the Chabura, and it really does span important Gemaras on Daf Zayin to Chavav, which is where I think the fastest people are up to now. If I stand corrected, that's also okay, but that's what I'm pretty sure of. And there's a lot of important Gemaras in between. So to the extent that it's just a very important topic in its own right, very foundational, but also something that we're all being osek in very much in one way or another, I thought it was an exciting opportunity like to be able to cover this topic in particular. My agenda, I guess, is like specific on the one hand to kind of really understand phase number two, Matan Kli particularly, and its place in Avodas HaMincha. But it's at the same time, you know, also broad as well, to try to shed a little bit of light on the broader relationship between Menachos and Tvachim. So even as I have like a particular idea in mind, it should be people should be aware that I also do think that it has broader implications, like for the overall comparison between Tvachim and Menachos more generally. So it's clear that Matan Kli is compared to Kabbalah's Hadam. I think it's very clear if you look in the Gemara in Sota, on Yadalet Amid Beis, the Gemara there is wondering why we need to put the Kmitza, the Kometz, into a Kli Shareis after we already put the entire Mincha in a Kli. And the Gemara basically says in source number one, V'nosna l'toch Kli Shareis u'makacho b'Kli Shareis, lamali hakitcha chadazimna. Like why it sounds seems superfluous to need Kedusha in the Mincha yet again. So here the Gemara invokes the comparison to Dam. Midi dahava Adam, Dam afagav di kadishte isakim bitzavar behema. A very just important, interesting, questionable thing in its own right. Hadar makdish le beklishareis, so hachinami loshna. Since after Kedusha Sakin or Kedusha Shchita, you still need Kabbalah's Hadam, which is Mikadesh, so too, you need to put the Kmitza into a Kli for the second Kedusha. The same way you have Kabbalah's Hadam. You know, moreover, the Gemara Menachos, Dav Zayin, Amid Beis, a Gemara earlier in the Masechta, when the Gemara is speaking about being Mekadesh, Bekli, Shalgave Karka, so the Gemara there also, Rava kind of is wondering, he says, I know that maybe you can put the entire Mincha in a Kli, Agave Karka initially. And I also know that maybe you can put it in a Kli Agave Karka when you do Kmitza. The Kli can be Agave Karka. But what about, Rava says, Bai Rava, Kiddush Kometz Mai. And here he says, Mi Mincha Yalfinan La, O Mi Dam Yalfinan La. And Rashi and Tosos already there point out, just read Tosos because it's more succinct, Mi Dam Yalfinan La, Di Kiddush Kometz, Kinegdo, Kabbalah Sadam. And there are many other examples, but suffice it to say, it's very clear that Matan Kli is compared to Kabbalah's Hadam, and these are two important Gemaras, you know, that emphasize that. But the question is, even as they're compared, how similar are they really, and also how different? And what are the significance, in the end of the day, of the differences, should they exist? And the truth is, this is a little bit of an aside, but also not, you know, this question needs to be raised, although I won't do it now, about all of the Dalet Avodos. When you think about Shchita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika, and Kmitza, Matan, Kli, Holacha, and Haktara, you know, the question in general should be asked. How similar is Kmitza really to Shchita? I mean, Kmitza needs a Kohen, Shchita doesn't. Haktara and Zrika, even in form, you know, they're very different. And as much as they are kind of parallel, like the question is how parallel? In this vein, there's like an interesting formulation in the Rambam that I just find is very helpful for framing, you know, this kind of reassessment in general. Source number five in Perish Mishnayos, where the Rambam formulates the parallelism, he like adds a couple of words in that I think change the emphasis in an important way. He says, V'dash she'yachas kemitzas hamincha, legave hamincha, those are the key words, ki yachas shchitas balei chayim legabei hazvachim. V'nisinas hakometz b'kli kimo kamal sadam v'chulei. Instead of saying, you know, kemitza is shchita in Menachos, he's kind of saying that kemitza to matan kli in Menachos is what shchita is to kabbalas adam and dvachim. As opposed to the relationship being like inter, it's like intra, like within Menachos, like there's a certain like equilibrium that the core dalet avodos, you know, play. That's kind of like the role that they have within Menachos vis-a-vis one another. As opposed to kind of saying we take shchita wholesale and then just stick it in to Menachos. So as much as there's like a universal and like a core process that needs to happen in any sacrifice, in any hakrava, be it Zvachim or Menachos, you know, the idea that given its context and relationship to the avodos that it's juxtaposed to, it takes on like a kind of a different, like it plays a different role, I think just becomes like even more emphasized like in light of this formulation of the Rambam. And if you keep reading, he kind of says, just skip it to the next bolded part, he says like, v'nimtza, and like it comes out, imrecha bezvachim, that which we say in Zvachim, Shochid Mekav Holich Mezorek, Kimo Imrecha B'Menachos. The same way we have like the four in Zvachim, it's like that's the same way you can say it there, you can also say it within the four of Menachos. So it just kind of like when, given the context, it can kind of recast the Dalet Avodos in Menachos. So you can say that in general, but I want to focus, you know, maybe in Matan Kli, arguably, it's actually the most difficult comparison to make, Kabbalas Hadam, that is, to Matan Kli. And I wouldn't have said that it's arguably the hardest one to compare if you would have asked me, you know, initially. But the Gemara, both in Zvachan and Menachos, both Yud Gimel Amud Beis, actually singles out Matan Kli, Kabbalas Hadam, as the most difficult of the Dalet Avodos to compare, which I find just surprising, but it just like Omer Darsheni a little bit. So let's just read it first. So Gemara Menachos Gimel Beis, I think I have it in here also. I'll read it on the sheet. In source number 3, the Gemara is talking about Lika Levona Bizar and says, Pasul. Not so important to get into the details of the guest for now, but what's important to know about it is Lika Levona Bizar doesn't have its parallel in Zvachim, and only something which has its parallel in Zvachim, Lechora, you know, maybe should be an Avodah to be Pasul Bizar, a Mefagel. So the Gemara wants to know, how could we say Lika Levona Bizar? And it tries to bring a raya from our case. Tamora says, basically, quotes the Mishnah Zeh klal, Afan Anami Tanina, tries to bring a raya that Lika Levona Bizar should be possible. Kola komet v'nosem v'kliya ha-molech v'makdir, bishlam ha-komet hanu shochet. Molech, nami hanu molech, makdir hanu zorek. I can understand all of the other ones. Ela nosem v'kli, ma'ika avid. What are you doing? Nosem v'kli? Like, hecha matzinu in Zvachem that you have nosem v'kli. I would have said, like, what does Shechita and Kmitza have anything to do with each other? And Haktara is not Zrika at all. You know, Zrika has its Haktara much later on. But yet, the Gemara, for whatever reason, thinks that Matan Kli is the most difficult parallel to make. And that's point number one. But point number two, maybe more importantly, is that not only does the Gemara identify the difficulty, but it even suggests a potential basis to be mechalek between Matan Kli and Kabbalas Hadam. And we'll have to see if that basis is just technical, and maybe just like Agave Pigel, or it has like broader ramifications, how to understand the difference between Matan Kli and Kabbalas Hadam in general. The Gemara says, Ilema mishum de dami le Kabbalah mi dami. It's not compared, why? Because hasa memela. By Kabbalas Hadam, the whole thing is memela. It kind of comes out of the air, and you catch it, the Kohen Ha'oved catches it in a klisharitz. But here, by Kemitza, Hachil Kacha Kashakil, Shakil is obviously a reference to Kemitza. Funny that like it's bringing that up here. Like you take it in your hand, Virami, and you place it into the Kli. So what's relevant for the Levona part is, even though it doesn't have its parallel in Zvachim, Matan Kli, Kevan de lo Sagile de lo Avila Avoda Chashuvahi, Al Korchicha Mashila Kikabal. It's Chashuv though. No one ever going to say you don't need Matan Kli at all. It's interesting, there's like a comment in the Avnei Nezer we'll get to, I'll just allude to it now, that kind of says like, yeah, maybe we should do away with Matan Kli completely. But the Gemara here is saying, in Havamina, because of like these problems, but here the Gemara is saying, even though it's not like Kabbalah, okay, it's still important, so therefore Lika Lavoni, even though it doesn't have a parallel in Zvachim, is also still important. And therefore, maybe it's possible bizarre. That's the Gemara's Havamina. Then the Gemara says, in like its rejection of as a raya for Lavona, Lo la olam de dami le Kabbalah. Let's take back that they're not compared. With the kashalach hasa memela hacha kashakil verami michdi tarvayu. And this is the one difference between the Gemara in Menachos and Tvachim. Michdi tarvayu kedushas klihu. At the end of the day, notwithstanding the differences, maybe the goal of both of them, or at least what matters vis-a-vis pigul, is that they function as being Mekadesh, like something we've seen already in two other Gemaras. They're Mekadesh, the Chelek, you know, Hanikrav. There's Kedushas Klihu. So Ma'li, the Gemara says, Memela, Ma'li, Kashakil Virami. And what I kind of alluded to earlier is this Ma'li, Ma'li, even though the Gemara says it about Pigul, is that true? Do we not care about this difference when it comes to other related dinim between Matan Kli and Kabbalah? I prefer a little bit, or you know, the Gemara Menachos to Gimel Amud Beis, to the because apparently what matters, sorry, in Pigul is that they're both Mekadesh. Doesn't matter how it gets there. It sounds like even though they get there through different methods, Kedushas Kli is ultimately what dictates what's significant. That's what it sounds like from Menachos. In Zvachim, it's like just very subtle, but it's very much worth something to worth thinking about. The Gemara kind of has the same thing. It's like the second to last line on source number 4. Gemara says again, Udika Amart, Hacham Amela Hasam Iu Kashakil V'Yahiv. He says, Kevin the Idi V'Idi, not Kiddushas Klihu, but Kevin the Idi V'Idi Matan Klihu, Mali Memela Mali Kashakil V'Yahiv. There it's a little bit more interesting because initially we said they are different because they're not both Matan Kli. One is Memela and one is Matan Kli. But in Zvachim it sounds a little bit like the Gemara is like taking back its Havamina. Sounds like it's saying in terms of form, we don't really care because form is not important. They're both Matan Kli. Whereas in Menachos, maybe it does matter how you do it. But what's more important for Pigul is that they are both Kedushas Kli. Something to throw out. I think it might be important, in the end. But those are like the two. The bigger point that I'm trying to make is that in general, the question about how legitimate, how far to take the comparison, is a question. And it's also a question, of course, in Matan Kli and Kabbalah Sadam, but maybe in the Gemara, at least the Havamina, is that the most difficult to understand, notwithstanding the Maskana, was Matan Kli, so it kind of justifies, to start the Zvachim Menachos comparisons with the topic I chose of Matan Kli and Kabbalah Sadam. But more importantly is we have to see if this Kashakil V'Yahiv ends up having echoes, beyond this Gemara. So Lemaskana, do any differences remain, or whatever we say about one, what we say about the other. So an important Gemara for this, and we'll see the different perspectives that the Rishonim kind of take on this question, like broadly speaking. So in the Gemara of Zayin, in Menachos, the Gemara has a discussion about being Makdish a Kometz in a Kli Shal Gavei Karka. Mar wants to know whether that's effective or not. Later on Zayin Mabez, the Lamaskana, Rava ends up saying that we learn from Dam, Mincha, Yalif Midam, that you can't, and by Dam we know, and therefore you can do Kedushas Kiddush Kli, Agave Karka. Why? Because in Dam we know, of course, you have to hold the Kli, Bishas Kabbalah, because that's an Avoda. If a Zar holds it, it's going to be Puzzle. Like, never mind it being on the ground. So because by Dam we need the Kli to be held, so too by Menachos. But what's interesting is, like, the reason you need it in Dam is not because there's a psul to have a Kli Agave Karka at the time of Kabbalah. It's because Kabbalah Sadam is in Avoda. So are we going to say that the reason you need it to be held Bishas Matan Kli is because it too is in Avoda? Do we take it wholesale from Dam? Or are we just borrowing, like, that piece of Dam the same way it needs to be held by dam, so there's a psul of algave karka just narrowly by matan kli. Are with me a little bit?
No, can you repeat that?
The Gemara learns that you can't be makdish the komets bekli shalgave karka from dam. But what's interesting about the comparison is by dam, there's no psul of kli algave karka. There's a requirement, it's an avoda, a kabbalah zadam. So the kohen needs to hold the kli because he has to do his job. He has to do an avoda. That's why I mentioned zar. If you do pick up the kli from the ground and a zar holds it, so of course it's going to be puzzle. It's not because there's a psul of kli agave karka, it's because it's an avoda. Are we going to say achizas kli, bishas matan kli is an avoda as well? Or are we going to say that we only borrow, technically speaking, the din of makdish mikli shalal agave karka from dam? It'll play out more, it'll get clearer as we go. Because earlier the Gemara does kind of wonder what the status and state of kli, bishas matan kli, achizas kli, bishas matan kli is really all about. Yeah, Yoni.
It seems to me that the Chacham in the Gemara on your Gimel, both talking and Menachah, suggests that the only reason that Kabbalah Dam or Kabbalah's comments are significant is because it's an avoda chashuva. That would seem to play into this question of just like, oh, because it's an avoda, that's the only reason someone has just achizas kli needs to be done. Like the more you give as a kohen, it's an avoda, not just an avoda, the fact that there's significance to this act, because if matan kli does something with kiddush kli or something of the sort, you know, the more the comparison might be all stronger.
Right, but would that require a kohen to hold the kli, and not the one who holds the kli?
I'm saying the two parts of your question kind of fit into the Havim versus kind of like Mar and Menachem.
Yeah, basically. I mean, yeah, exactly. What's an undertone of this question is to what extent we're like exclusively focused on the matan kli, the nesina, and how much is there like even
right, so I'm saying
a Kabbalah factor?
I'm saying that
yeah.
Universe,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
And that distinction itself is the exact same question you're asking.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. I think I understand you. And if yes, like exactly, yeah, I think so. So the Gemara and the Rishonim debate this, kind of wonder what the, again, like the status and stature of Achizas Kli is Bishas Matan Kli. To just be clear, I'll say it for a second. As a Kohen, obviously needs to take the Kmitz and put it into the Kli. The question is, in terms of holding the Kli, what is the halachic status of that act of Achiza? And is it just to neutralize the psul of Agave Karka, or is there something more to it? Maybe is do you need a kohen because it's an avoda? Do you need yamin because yamin? Can you be mefagel possibly? So if you look in the Gemara over here, again, I would have said no to all of these things. I would assume the Gemara talks about agave karka. All you need to do is lift it up from the ground. But then the Gemara has this amazing line. Gemara says in the middle of Zayin Amud Aleph, after Rav Nachman asks Rav Avimi, v'chi komt Ketzad mikachin es hamenachos. Sorry, v'chi mikachin mikli. Yeah, basically, he says, how are you mikachin es hamenachos? So Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't think this has to do with matan kli at all. For him, the only thing we're talking about is the original sima b'kli, the entire mincha, and kmitza minakli. So for Rabbeinu Gershom, and nothing I'm about to say, it really is true. But for Rashi and the Tosos Chitzonis, they think this question, you can look at Rashi right here, has to do with Matan Kli. He says, Veketza Mekachin Esakomets La'achar Kmitza. You have that. I probably have it on the source sheet. There's too many sources to know where everything is. But that's on me. Okay. So, Ketza Mekachin Esamenachos. Amar Le, Nosna L'Klize. So, Rav Nachman responds, V'chi Mekachin B'Kli Shalga Bekarka. Says, of course, you're right. Of course not. Amarle demagba le kohen. So kohen picks it up. And then Rav Nachman responds, Amarle im kain, and this is a very important line, hutzrachta gimel kohanim. Before I get to the important point, it's like a funny question. Rav Nachman's like, this is akasha, if you need a kohen to hold it, so you'll need three kohanim for avodas hamincha? Like, what kind of question is that? Like, why should it be a problem to need three people? Who cares how many people you have for a single avoda? Sounds like Rav Nachman like was taken aback. He felt like maybe mincha was done, you know, on a more intimate, you know, modest scale with less kohanim. And again, the response is basically like, exactly, yeah, like there should be your gimel kohanim like the Talmud. So I just think it's an interesting havamina to freeze. Like, he'd be bothered by the possibility that there'd be more than one or more than two kohanim involved in the average mincha. It's related to, like, I think, potentially, it might be related to, like, an important and interesting comment of the Ramban in the beginning of Vayikra. Ramban points out that by Ola, by the first korban that we're introduced to in Vayikra, like, the plural is often used. And when the plural is used as opposed to the singular, so, like, it's v'shachat, so when it's singular, Azar could even do it. But, like, the plural form, like, refers to Kohanim. Why? Because, like, the Kohanim were around the Migdash, and it was, like, Berovam Hadros Melech for anything that the Kohanim had to do for them to do it in massive groups. But if you look at the Psukim by Korban Mincha, everything is in the singular. And, of course, Kohanim have to do Kemitza. The Kamatz is a Kohen, and V'Hiktir is a Kohen. But it could be that maybe this, like, notion of Berovam, the more the merrier, is limited to a Zevach. But by a mincha, maybe it's more personal, it's the nefesh, it's something that's more intimate, and therefore, like, only, you, like, the notion that there'd be multiple, that Berovam would be an important principle in Menachos, was at least initially surprising to Rav Nachman. And he says, oh yeah, no, it's like a Talmud Yud Gimel. But more important, more directly, you know, related to, like, what we're speaking about, the Gemara assumes that you'll need Gimel Kohanim. And if you look at Rashi, Hutzrachta Gimel Kohanim, he says as follows, like, why, like, it's a fascinating that you need three kohanim for a mincha. Why should that be? He says, Shnayim lahagbia. First of all, why do you need a kohen? That's question number one. But number two is, if it's just to lift it off the ground. But he says, Shnayim lahagbia, shnei kelim, echad shiyik moti manu. So one got to do the kmitza, one to hold the kli the kmitza is going to be done from, and one to hold the kli that will hold the kmitza that's put into it. And then Rashi says, and this is like the Rashi's major contribution, the kohen echad eino yachol lahagbia shnei akelim. Apparently Rashi thinks that the kohen who holds the kli b'shas kmitza can't then put it down. Sorry, one second. De'ein avod b'smo. Sounds like yamin is required for the hagbas akli, apparently because ein avoda b'smo, calling achizas akli in avoda. Therefore, it needs yamin. But in addition to that, in addition to needing a kohen and yamin because it's avoda, he also assumes, and this will be important, that the kohen who's holding the kli b'shas kemitza can't then put it down and pick up the kli that the kohen shekamatz will put the kli into. I don't know if I said that so clearly. But in other words, that one kohen can't do both achiza b'shas kemitza and achiza b'shas matan kli. We'll see if that's important later. But the important thing is Rashi thinks yamin because of smol, because of avoda, and it sounds like he takes the kohen thing probably also because it's an avoda. And if you follow this through, if it's really an avoda, and you look at the Gemara says, well, let's see, you know, if it's really true that you need hakbas hakli. The Gemara says, esve ze haklal. Kol hakometz v'nosein b'kli hamolech v'hamakter v'chulei v'ilu magbia lo katani. Fascinating question. Mara quotes the Mishnah that it talks about avodos hamifaglos, and because magbia isn't listed, it must be you don't need a magbia. The Gemara is havamina, but why couldn't it just be that? Of course you need magbia. You can't have kli agave karka. But that still doesn't mean it's going to be on a list of avodos that are mefagel. It's one thing to say that you need hagba, but it's a much step, you know, hop, jump, and a skip. I don't know how it goes. I'm bad with idioms. But it's a large, large, large leap to then say that because you have to hold it, you also, it could be mefagel. We know even avodos are maybe not mefagel. The Rashba points out exactly this issue. But the question is whether or not, as surprising as the havamina is, if the maskana is remains. Because the Gemara then says, no, maybe you do need magbia, but tana seder avodos naka. So as we'll see, one way to basically say is that we completely rejected the havamina. We're talking about avodos. avodos at number one and avodos that are significant. That's how the Shita is going to read it. But Rashi, I'm getting a lot of nods. It's not that people are familiar with this. But Rashi says, no, it's like a very technical thing. Say there avodos nakat oso shekohen echad oso zu acharzu. So Gemara just said something that like one kohen can do all of them for. But in a chanami, maybe the one who is holding it can be mefagel. For Rashi, I'm just trying to point out, for Rashi, it sounds like this, like, you have an achiza, is like completely an avoda. It could be mefagel, you need kohen, you min. But if you look in the shita, just to follow him through the Shach Levitaria in Os Tezayin, after Ravina Gershom, he says, Vizel Oshon, Tosos Chitzon, is Gimel Kohanim Chalag Biakli Kishakom Tzin, Vechal Likmot, Vechal Lag Biakli, Shemekadish Hakometz. The Hakometz lawyer, Yachal, for the most part, similar to Rashi right now. Yachal Likmot to Lag Biakli, Shari Haya Kometz, Biamin. This is it. The In Kain Lohaya Yachal Lahag Bia, Lechos Hakli, Kiim Bismol, Umistabra, Mistabra. Da'akol na'ase b'yamin. Not that small would be puzzle, but presumably they did this with yamin. So therefore, you need three. And frankly, for him anyway, three is lav dafka. The gimel kohanim lav dafka. The yachol liyo she'oso she'magbi akli b'shas k'mita, like I raised earlier, magbi b'shas hakidush b'zeh achar zeh v'lo da. It doesn't really mean gimel. Yamin is lav dafka. For him, it really does seem like it is just a narrow halacha, she'ein mekachin v'kli shalgav karka. Why you need a kohen, that may have to do maybe with the dinim of kiddush and kli shares, but it's not because we're saying that achiza is an avoda. If you look in the Rambam, in Perek Yedbeis, halacha Yedgimel, Maisar Karbanos, I think he even drops maybe the kohen part. Wait, never mind the yamin. Say that again? I don't know, maybe whatever, for whatever reason. I just think Mistabra is such a weak way of saying Ein Avoda, yeah, right. And he's also saying Gimel's Lav Dafka. So like, I don't know if he would be so bothered. Meaning, initially...
It's simultaneous. If you can do one after another, if you can do two people, it's sufficient.
Right.
But that's not the same thing as left hand.
It could be. I think Mistabra is not the way you'd say it's puzzle. Like, to me, that's like enough, to be honest. But if it's not for you... that's also fine. But what I forgot to mention, thank you though for asking me that, because in Os Yilches, it's just significant. So when he has a Seder Avodos Nakat, he's like excited to jump on Hagba Lav Avodahi Lo Iri. Like Hagba is obviously not an Avoda. So of course, like for him, Seder Avodos Nakat was a great way to answer the Gemara's Kasha from Avodos Hamifagos, because Hagba is not Avoda. For Rashi, I think you could say he's an Avoda. For the Rambam, I think he goes even further. Because again, we're dealing with like the Rambam codifying the halacha, and in Ma'aseh Kavanos Yabeis Gimel, he kind of just like groups them all together. He says, you'll see what I mean. Rambam says in halacha Yud Gimel, and these are just like a random assortment of halachos. It's not talking about avodos or just dinim in the mincha Perek Yud Beis. Ram says in Mekachin Mincha beklisha al gavei karka vekomtin beklisha al gavei karka, and then he just says ve'ein Mekachin hakometz beklisha al gavei karka. But many have pointed out that if the Rambam really felt like Rashi did, or frankly even like the Shita felt, he would have mentioned Yamin, he would have mentioned Kohen, he would have spoken about dinim of achizas hakli, and whenever he speaks about pigol, he always consistently only mentions the dalet avodos of mincha. And he may not even require, like I said, kahuna. It's not an avoda. Yeah, I think the omission is important because I think for Rashi, it sounds like if Rashi wrote a code, he probably would have said, again, I don't know, but he probably would have said, like, you could be mefagel, and just to show the extreme, there's this Avnei Nezer I'll hopefully get to at the end, if I don't take too much of everyone's time, that basically says, like, he doesn't understand, like why Matan Kli should require kahuna at all, yamin, pigol, there should be no pigol, it should all be the kabbal. You'll see like why in a second. He doesn't even, like, he can't even, I think Rashi, no one would probably go that far, because you can't, but I guess this leads me to my next point, which is the more you think that kind of like, hu hadin, it's a one-to-one, Matan Kli and kabbal sadam, like you may seek to neutralize like any difference between them. And you may even say that you need Kabbalah Sadam in Mincha, that the Ikar Avoda, or at least the competing important Avoda, is the Kabbalas HaKmitza itself. The same way you're Mekabel the Dam, that's an Avoda. So too, you're Mekabel, albeit through by another Kohen, but you're Mekabel the Kometz. And I don't think the Rambam even mentions the Dam part. The Kiryas Sefer, the Mabit, adds in, like the Rambam got Ein Makdishin, Ein Mekadshin, Miklish HaGavikarka, says like Yalif Midam. Again, the Rambam doesn't often quote Mekoros, so like I don't think that that's like a major point either, but I think because he put them with the other ones, it's just like a basic question whether the Kli can be Agave Karka or not.
The Midam Yafinam, that's a Menachos sign of the beast, right? He just asked the question.
Exactly. So
And then also by saying, it's a little hard to say that the Rambam wouldn't require Kuhuna, because how would he read the Gemara and sign him an Aleph?
Amazing question. So I would argue
easier answer. You don't need Gimel Kohanim.
No, I would argue very easily. I would say the same way that the Tosus Chitzonis Lav Dafka is Yemin. Why can't the Rambam Lav Dafka Kohen?
Because then the Gemara should have given that answer. Two Kohanim plus a Zak. You don't need Gimel Kohanim.
No, but again, you don't need Gimel either. So why say Gimel? Say Beis.
No, but not. Yeah. The question doesn't make sense.
No, he's saying in the question. I think the Tosri Tonas is saying the Gemara didn't really mean to say three.
But then what is the question? He wants to love everything.
No, I don't know, but I don't see why. I don't see why, like, you can love the Afka three more than Kohen. Like, Kohen's usually the one who's involved. Like, it's in the Beis HaMikdash. Like, it means Gimel people. Gimel Gavra. So Gavra here is Kohen, because it's in the Beis HaMikdash. It's in the Azara.
Saying for the Rambam, it would be Mistabra that there's three Kohanim, because those are the people around, just like it's Mistabra for the Shiva.
Yeah, exactly, right, exactly. That's a good way to say it. Okay. I was thinking about saying it that way, but yeah. Okay? Again, I also, the bigger point I'm also trying to make is like, whether or not the Rambam thinks Kohen or not, I'm not so invested in that.
Right.
The bigger idea is like, you know, Minakotze el Akotze, you get Rashi, maybe even Mefagel, to the Rambam who may not even require Kohen. I think the impulse to kind of equate, the way many understand Rashi, is it's an artificial Kabbalas HaKometz, Kabbalas Adam. But if you don't say that, you know, then, you know, Matan Kli, again, Matan Kli L'chud, and Kabbalas Adam L'chud, we can borrow maybe Lagabe the requirements for Kedusha to invest sanctity into the Chelek HaNikrav, but that doesn't mean that every single part of the avoda and the process is going to be the same. So this brings me, I just think, to like this next interesting point. And again, many do understand Rashi that way. It's like the Kabbalah we were always missing.
Josh?
Yeah.
So?
Yeah, ask. I get nervous for your questions.
If I understand you correctly, you're positing that perhaps Rashi highlights, I guess, as far as you've seen, a very strong parallel.
Exactly.
Matan Kli and Kabbalah Sadam, which is why there would be a Sorech of a Kohen to
Kli,
Pigle, etc. So Aval Pichain, you pointed this out, but it's not the same Kohen. So it's not really a Kasha. I'm just trying to understand, like, and perhaps you're going to see more about this, like, when we say Avoda, L'chor, then it's not one of the Dalat Avodas.
It's not taking its place.
And that's not...
It's not like supplanting Matan Kli. Only the Avnei Nezer says that in Havamina. That, like, it should take the place. Right. That's kind of my point, which is, like, I find it hard...
Meaning it's sort of like, it's keenly you're saying, like, I can't actually have a 100% parallel to Kabbalah Sadam.
Right.
Because that would mean that the same Kohen is both doing the Kmitza, taking out of the first Klisharis, and putting in the next Klisharis with his second right hand, whatever.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Like, that's kind of what I'm trying to... it's like a little bit of a vulnerability in that perspective that, like, tries to equate it all the time. But I'm just trying to point out, like, because of the comparison, it led Rishonim, Achronim, whatever, to, like, blur some of the differences and, like, neutralize some of the different dinim. And like, I'm just trying to kind of point that out a little bit. Yeah. Like, people really felt very strongly about it. And I'm also wondering more, like, again, the Rambam and the Shita, if like they kind of stay strong and like deny that, you know, there are no differences between them whatsoever. Right? Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Is there a problem with saying, Josh, is there a problem with saying you have one avoda with these two people? Why
you're asking on Yoni.
Yeah,
I don't know. Again, I don't want to get so much into this. No, I hear you. Like, what you're both basically wondering is, now that we've like created, let's say, a phase two that has Chelek Aleph and Chelek Beis, like, how do we look at that? Like, can we still really say that that's Kabbalah Saddam? Or are we really saying that that's Nesina, but like Kabbalah is also important? That's kind of what you guys are arguing. Yeah, it's an interesting question. I thought about it, but at least for what I'm trying to do, a little bit more broad, like, that's like a more, like, you know, grainy kind of an issue. But it's interesting. I don't know. I really don't know. I happen to think that Rashi also doesn't need to be understood as Kabbalah Saddam, which I'll explain in just a second. It's not like the Kabbalah Saddam. There's another issue I like alluded to that is like very helpful actually for us. Rashi seems, it sounds like Rashi might think you dafka need three. Which would mean is that apparently there can't be the kli that the kometz is going to go into has to kind of be ready for the kemitza, mishas kemitza. Because we don't say that Kohen, number one, we have two called Reuven and Shimon. That Reuven holds the kli, Shimon does the kemitza, and then Reuven quickly puts the kli down his right and picks up the other one. We don't say that. For whatever reason, the kli already needs to be ready in action for the kemitza, mishas kemitza. What would the hezbeh for that be? Why would you need the kli, in other words, prepared b'shas kemitza? So the Taras HaKodesh, I didn't look it up inside, but the Rav Ilan, like, quotes it in one of the footnotes, says, oh, it's like Kabbalah Saddam. In Kabbalah Saddam, of course, the blood's spritzing out. There's no way that if the kli is not already b'shas shchita, that you're going to be able to do avodah. So this, just like Kabbalah Saddam, so too the kli needs to be there b'shas kemitza. But I don't know if that's the only way to explain it. And either way, there's no din in shchita that the kli needs to be there b'shas shchita. It's just that technically, like, you know, what's going to happen? How are we ever going to find someone? How are we ever going to catch the dam if it's not there? If it's not ready to catch the blood, blood flies out. But there's no din. If you have the kli, if you had someone who was capable of getting the dam, like doing shchita and then quickly getting the dam, it would be fine. Here we're saying there's a psul to not have the kli there, b'shas kemitza. Everyone with me? A little bit? And this kind of reminds me, the Gemara in Yoma. We'll get to that. But Gemara in Yoma, the Gemara in Yoma, Lamed Beis, when it's talking about Avodas Yom HaKippurim, which is important because here we do need Kohen Echad to do both Shechita and Kabbalah. And that's what the Gemara tries to figure out. Can we have a Kohen Echad do Shechita and Kabbalah? And the Gemara thinks it's totally fine. It's like very complicated how it happens. He like, it's Kortzo, he like begins it and does what is Chal for Shechita, and then quick someone else takes over, and then the Kohen is Mekavah. Whereas the Kli wasn't prepared when the Chalo Shechita took place. So unless it's like, just being a narrow thing in Avodas Yom HaKippurim, there's no other choice. It sounds like there's no din that you need the Kabbalah, the kli to be held b'shas shchita. Mashi ein kein, what we're saying for Rashi and Kmitza. I think what kind of comes out from this is that the relationship, this yisodit, I think will be very important for later on, that the relationship between Kmitza and Matan Kli and shchita and Kabbalah Saddam is as follows. That there's that we look at kemitza and matan kli as like a continuum. It's like phase one and two, you know, step one, step two. But shchita, it's kind of like you have your shchita, and then you have to like be makabel the dam. But they're separated; they're like distinct from each other, like disentangled. Masha ain't a king kemitza maybe and matan kli. So you have this din by kemitza that the kli needs to be ready. It's like omeid; it needs to be omeid le nesina. Masha ain't a king, you know, maybe badam. We'll try to see more on that later. That's just something to pocket for Rashi. So even within Rashi, like, you know, again, you still have these people always saying, you know, dam hu adin mincha. Yalef mincha midam. Maybe not. Maybe mincha mi mincha yalef. Yeah. Go.
Please.
Maybe on that point, just instead of saying that there has to be a chiluk between the two, maybe we could argue on that assumption about Shkita and Kabbalah, right? That the two kiddushim of Shkita and Kabbalah also should be mitzuraf one to another.
No, but I'm saying that they're not.
I know, but I'm saying that maybe to explain the Tarek Sakodesh you brought from Rabbi Lan. So your initial point of view was that how is that a good connection? Because
there's no din
in Shkita and Kabbalah, just technically you need to have the kli there. But maybe we can argue.
No, but that's and what about the Gemara and Yoma?
In theory, if another coin is finishing the Shkita, so the Shkita has the coin will still get the kli by the.
No, but again, when he performed the Shkita and the Shkita was chal, because he had to be the one to do the Shkita. That means that the Shkita is nikra al shmo. So the Shkita happened. The Chalo Shkita happened. Maybe the Dam's not pouring out yet, but he did what is necessary for Shkita. And yet, there was no one was being Mekabel the Dam.
Right, I'm not sure. I mean, the Din is as Maturif as possible. Meaning,
you could push back.
Where you have the Kohen needs to do everything. So it's not a Chisarum in that the Kli wasn't there at the time of the Shkita. But the point is that there needs to be a Tziruf between the Shkita and the Kabbalah, just like you're saying for...
No, but if every Shkita that needs to be omeid l'kabbalah, you don't have that at all. I mean, I'm not talking about the Kohen can do Kabbalah. I'm saying you don't have the Kli present, and you need in any Shkita. It's a universal halacha. That Shkita is mitzuraf to Kabbalah. So for the Kabbalah, the Kli needs to be present and ready to be Mekabel, already when Shkita is chal. You know what I'm saying? Am I misunderstanding?
No, I'm just saying that point,
Higufa, that in Yoma, it sounds like you can have Shkita before the Kabbalah. Shkita before there's a Kli to be Mekabel. That's my point.
You're trying to prove that from that Gemara, that therefore
it's only technical.
The presence of the Kli is just technical.
Right.
I'm just saying that maybe there's counter pressure, specifically in Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and you can't necessarily bring a riot from.
Yeah, no, I mentioned that. I said, like, if you want to say that, like, Avos Yom Kippurim, we have no other choice, so, like, we'll drop that, that's fine. You could say that.
Then I'm saying that once you deflect that...
Yeah, then they're the same. Maybe that.
Maybe Dafka would be
right.
The one that's here.
Exactly. No, that's fine. It, to the extent that there is a din, that the Kli needs to be there, I'm just saying it's, for me, it sounds like the argument he was trying to make was that, like formally, structurally, you always have the Kli ready because the Dam, you're going to miss the Dam. But if you say what you're saying, that's fine. I just thought, like, I haven't seen this anywhere, but I thought the Gemara Yoma, like, was a good Raya that wasn't the case by Shkita. Yeah.
I just an observation, because what we've been speaking out now, it's one thing to say that we have Avodas Hadam and Avodas Hakometz and the nafka minas of those avodos can be extended from dam to chometz, from zvachim to menachos. But the direction which we were taking in let's say Rashi, for example, in why Rashi is referring to the achizas hakli for the kiddush chometz as an avoda and saying you can be mefagel in it, isn't that like deriving the avodas hakometz? Not simply just
right.
I mean, you're not giving enough. I mean, you're saying like Ilu, I didn't know what Chometz was. Oh, but I'm gonna look by Avodas Hadam and figure out what it is. Like
right.
I
hear that.
Yeah,
that's why it's like a strange thing to me that they all again. It's kind of like consistent with your last point, but it's like it's strange to me that they still try to kind of do like this will be these before these Achronim.
Do you have any other like
the Achronim? Like the Yechahein Feher says it. He's the son-in-law of the Sfas Emes. And again, I'll go back to Avnei Yezer. I think it's just something people say in Rashi, but I totally agree with you, to be honest.
Okay, good.
But I can start quoting like lo yalef midam shi de bishmecha, because you know it sounds like that's your. I really hear.
Okay.
Yeah, so even in like a din, which in theory everyone learns from Dam, I don't know anyone that like disagrees with Rava, like Lamaskana, that you need a kli shalal gabe karka. And still some close the gap, like in terms of the difference, you know, between avoda, in between, you know, matan kli and kabbalah, and like we saw, you know, with Rashi. But even as we compare, others kind of like understand that there's, you know, still like a major difference, you know, between matan kli and kabbalah, notwithstanding, you know, maybe the kiddush part or whatever it is that we end up learning from Dan. A question that like really like brings out what, you know, the difference might be, like, you know, we were talking about Kabbalah and Asina, right? One of the big differences, I think, a famous issue about the derech, like the way in which, you know, you accomplish Kabbalah and Asina. It's like, what is the ofen kiddusho? It's like, at what point does the kometz or the dam, whatever it is, satisfy its requirement, its phase two requirement? Because in the Gemara in Menachos Yud Aleph, I told you I would get everybody in. Although probably nobody's up to Yud Aleph either. It's probably like the Zion people and then the Chaf people. But on Yud Aleph, the Gemara basically asks the question where it says, I really should be using the Marma Komas, I'm sorry. Just like I, yeah. So the Gemara, right before the Mishnah, Yud Aleph says, "Boi mar bar Ravashi, havchei lemana vidavkei lekometz bar isa demana, mai." So Rashi explains, if you look, the last Rashi, he says, second to last Rashi, "Davkei lekometz b'shas kiddusho lekli, bedavno demana mi b'fnim." He's talking about the kiddush hakometz. So what if you take that kometz and you put it like on the side of the kli, not on the bottom? Where it says Hanacha Bisocho Biinan Vihaika Odilma Kitikuno Biinan Vileika. Doesn't the Sina mean just into the Kli? The side is also inside? Or it means Kitikuno, when you put something in, you usually put it on the bottom. Teku. The Gemara doesn't answer it. But if you look, and this same Gemara kind of appears in Yoma as well. But with it, and there's an additional shilif, like you turn over, you know, the kli as well, and you try to stick it in when the kli is upside down. Same kind of question. So, but in the Gemara in Zvachim, on Chaf Hei Amid Beis, I'm not going to read it inside, but we can look at the Rambam in Maisa Korbanos, Dalet Ches. So there the Gemara questions, basically, do we say if the dam is being yored into the kli? So, avir, so let's say what happens is that the dam is falling and the bottom of the kli opens up before the dam reaches the airspace of the kli. Which would basically mean that if it reaches the airspace, this is an important fact we'll get to soon, so then the bottom opens up and it passes right through, you'd be able to collect that dam, because once you have Kabbalah Sadam, important halacha, you're able to be chozer va'oso v'kasher. Once you have Kabbalah and you have the dam hapar, I'll state this more clearly when we get to it, but then you're able to basically recollect the dam and there's no psul. So even though you didn't catch the dam, if we consider avir kli kekli, avir she'ein sof lanuach kimunach dami, that's what you would do. But the Gemara says, intim silomar, avir she'ein sof lanuach lav kimunach. What about avir kli kekli? The infamous one was important. So the Rambam, Paskins, and the Gemara is pretty clear that avir kli is kekli. So leaving all things aside, this is like really what's important for us right now, is that when you have a kli, the bottom's staying there. Nothing's happening to the bottom. From the moment that the avir enters the airspace of the dam, enters the airspace, that's Kabbalah Sadam. But yet the Gemara, by Kemitza, if you just look, and if you don't want to take my word for it, in Dalet Tes, Rambam says, Avir kli hareyu kekli. But when it comes to avir she'ein sofa lanuach, he says eno kimunach. But avir kli kekli. So why, all of the achronim ask, why when it comes to kmitza, don't we say the second that little, you know, handful gets into the airspace of the kli, there's kedusha, and it's matan kli. We're like handling the shiloh, how do you have to put it in? good. You put it in the airspace. So here again, the Achronim, because of like their like the impulse to level any differences, kind of do that. Like more so than those who don't. You know, like so like some say, and they're all like wondering which is really the Gemara that's Ikar and which one do we have to explain? It's like, is it true that all things being equal, Avir Kikli is always Kikli, even by Menachos and the Gemara and Zvachim Zikar, and even Komets, once you enter the airspace, it's good? Or do we say that that really you always need to put it into the Kli, and you have to explain like the Gemara and Zvachim, even by Dam, and like Zvachim needs to be reinterpreted? So like, what are just some of these ideas? So the Griz basically makes the argument that the whole Gemara in Zvachim Chafei Avir Kli Kli has nothing to do with Kabbalah Sadam. It just helps you prevent the psul of Nishbach. That the Dam is not Niskadesh once it enters the airspace. For that, just like Mincha, it needs to hit the bottom. It needs to really be Munach, the Kli. But as far as Nishbach is concerned, you're able to be Choser Va'osvo once it hits the airspace. That's how he understands it. So if it would fall, if the bottom would open after it already entered the airspace, so what you would do is, and this is like how he has to like toe the line a little bit, you'd pick up the Dam somehow. I don't know how you do that, with some kind of vacuum device. And then you, once you put it into the Kli and it actually touches the bottom, and like you have to fix that Kli, he says. It has to be like that, oh so Kli. Then the Dam will be in his Kaddish. But for like Abed, the Din of Nishbach, so like he already, it's already an important idea because he's like separating between the idea of like, you know, there being no psul Nishbach and this Kaddish. And it's not so obvious that we can separate like a Kabbalah from Kiddush when it comes to Dam. But that's kind of what the Griz is suggesting. Others who say that it's always the airspace say very funny things. The Dvar Avram has like a whole piece on this that I put in the Maror Makomos. He says things like, yeah, really, Avir Kli would be Kikli, but your hand is like blocking the Komets from making contact with the air. So because of that, like it has to, you have to go to like the bat, it has to be like only once it's touching the Kli in your hands, you let go of it. You know, but presumably if like you dropped it in, if you were allowed to do that, you know, he's totally fine with that. Or things like, this is very interesting too. Like because when you put it in, you had in mind to like be Mekadesh it through Matan Kli, so that's why, you know, we don't say there, Avir Kli Kli. It's like, Ein Mekadesh Elamidas, so it's like Mafkia, like how the Kiddush would have otherwise happened. Yeah. No. He's saying it's like a chatzitza. Not Avir Shein Sof Alanua. I don't know. No, but the question is like, is there, but there's no, but you may not need. You're saying it's just Avir Shein Sof Alanua?
You're holding that. You're holding it right now.
No, but it is Sof Alanua. There's no like trajectory. I mean, we'll have to see this, but there's no like trajectory of kmitza. It's not like it's avir shesof alanuch, ein sof alanuch. It is sof alanuch. You're going to put it down.
Right.
It is sof alanuch. Right.
What Rebbe's saying is it's not Sobel and Noach because there's no downward trajectory, but it's not the same Sobel and Noach and Rama as well. Because there is a Shulei HaKli.
Right, so it's just kind of, but it's like, King Chatzur was speaking about those type of things. I was totally on to it now, and then there's just like,
yeah, so, these are kind of like two perspectives. I'm glad you mentioned that the Chatzur thing by Kinyanim, it is just like an interesting, they kind of, again, all like blur the differences that might exist between Matan Kli and Kabbalah Sadam. It's important to note that. But what's interesting, what comes out, is there's also like a fundamental machlokes, both in Zvachim and Menachos, like what, at what moment, you know, like the chalos happens. You know, like the kiddusha happens, or the avoda happens. Is it avir, or is it you know, like Hanacha Besocha or Munach Besocha. And it's just interesting, you know, in this room, like, you know, I'm also part of the Gittin Shir. So when it comes to Matana and Hefker, and also by Nesina Saget, like, this is a major question, not about Avir, I think we say in general Avir Kemunach, but about Avir Shesofo Lanuach, or Avir She'en Sofo Lanuach, excuse me. Because the Gemara about Metzia, like, leaves it as, like, a Ba'idul Ipshita. If, like, your Zarek Arniki, for a Matana to Chater, or by Hefker, and also by Get, it's unclear. Also, if we're dealing with Avir She'en Sofo Lanuach, and, like, they kind of, it's just interesting to see, like, what are the standards in each case? Like, is it, do you need it just a, like, a, you know, Higia La'avir Ba'alma, or you need something more, you know, fixed? And kind of it's just interesting to look at the poskim. They kind of like invoke paradigms of like dam sometimes for gittin and gittin, you know, for matan and hefker. It's interesting to think about kind of about for our purposes at least when it comes to kabbalah sadam and matan kli. Like what at what moment? Like what's the critical moment for it? The kabbalah of alma or like a real nesina? You know, betoch hakli. Yeah, no.
You're claiming all these achronim are conflating kabbalas.
That's what they say because they ask the kasha and they're like it should be the same.
But not, meaning,
yeah.
If it's who's this the question about the Kabbalah and the Sina, it might just be a question of kli shards being Mekadosh. In which case, that's a rule that applies everywhere, and it'd have to be consistent in every case. I mean, there's just a mechanism in which the kli is Mekadosh something. That's going to be true no matter what you do, and therefore.
No, but who even says that that mechanism is the same? That's what I'm wondering also. Why is the mechanism for Kiddush the same either?
Where do you mean, Klishar's Midas is true everywhere.
So you would be...
Klishar is true everywhere. Where do you see... You'd have to find Chiluk in between how it's been Kaddish and
in place. No, I mean, it's not true because... No, because again, no one thinks in when you originally put the whole Mincha into the Klishar's that has to follow the standards of Kabbalah Saddam and the scene of a Kli. Like, that's not an objective halacha. No, but it's not an objective question about Klishar's Mekadosh. Again, I just pointed out that like that Derech Kiddush is very different than this one.
I mean, but the mechanism is the same. If it's Shalom Kishir, be possible in both.
Shalom Kishir,
Shalom Midas, be
possible. Shalom Kishir is already, you're assuming, is the same as this.
I'm just saying, these Gemara, the Shah, the Gemara Menachos is a Klishar. Those Gemaras are about the Kishar Klishar. It's not about the Kabbalah Sakli. It's not the Avodah Kabbalah Sakli.
Maybe. I'm saying maybe, maybe not. What you're assuming, this is all I'm pointing out to you, what you're assuming is that it's like an objective Kiddush Klisharis Halacha. I'm just not sure that's true.
Where would be the...
Here. No, I think the Rambam...
Calls from others a necessity for there to be a Klisharis within the... There to be Kaddish within the Avodah. It's Shayach, that's the Shayach. Now, there are other things that are to factor as well, like the point at which leaves your hand, and the other aspects of the Lenin need to be completed before the thing can actually function and be Kaddish. But it's a dumb question that means that Atzma, you should assume that if part of the Kiddush is the existence in Anafa of the Dumber Hamas Kaddish besides the Kli, then the question should apply to both. It could be there are other factors worth never in the game enough. Like if the din would be that it has to leave your hand completely, yeah, you have to put it there. Almost all the Allah would have to put it there in the Sias, right? So you wouldn't have the din because it would never reach Dazal Vais, because it would anyways have to be there for a different reason. But at Miswara, you should assume that if it's a Shaila of Abir Kli, that it would be applicable by both.
Yeah, you know, I think it totally could be. And that's fine too. But then what we're also saying, which is also fine, but then that's also fine because it's still what you're still both doing is narrowing. You're not.
It's a Gemara, though, no? It's a Gemara, not Klishar. Your mahalak could still be true. You just can't find chilukim in the klisharis as opposed to the actual avoda. That's just a different chil. You're trying to make chil in the avoda, so you have to find it like in the kiddush klisharis between the two. That could also be true. It's just a different type of chil, no? Like
I mean, you could highlight it by the Havamina that we were using before about the difference between Bibeda.
No, so I was about to say that, no, there is like another way of looking at which these Gemaras. Right,
even whether you say Aver Klisha, Aver Kli, because what do you need to do?
Right.
I mean, if you need to do a Maisa, I mean, it's not just Bibeda, it's not just the, you know, the next stage after the after being the 3-day Aveima. But you need something that can't be Mimela, you need to actually guide, or
right.
Is it Chalos Achiza, like you said before, or the Sina, or something like that. Then that could affect whether or not you say, you know, whether you only say Aver Kli Kli in certain types of
Right, there is another...
It's another kind of kiddush, because it's a different process.
Right.
That's where you want to go. Right?
Yeah.
So,
you
can accentuate it even by the Gemara's own Havamina.
Exactly.
That you were using before.
Exactly. Memela and Kashapa the other. Yeah.
Assuming that they're still alive and well, even though they weren't enough
for Pigo
to distinguish people.
Right. There is another...
Can I just clarify something?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not understanding. Just in light of Noah's question. Just what you're suggesting is that by Menachos also, when you put the comments into Avir, it does have to do with the Sharis. It's just that there's an additional Avoda...
No, I didn't say no. I'm just saying, I was raising the question that these two Gemaras seem to have different requirements. So those who have like the impulse to equate the two, for whatever reason...
And in either direction.
In either direction... Well, exactly. We'll kind of do that, even though the Gemara doesn't say it.
So right. So in either direction, meaning if you assume like,
but if you assume the pashas,
it doesn't have kedusha.
Right.
If you assume like Avraham, it does.
Exactly.
Have kedusha, but now you have an additional din right. of mesina.
That's how they talk about. Noah's wondering,
or you have the hefsek. Well, nice.
Right.
Don't have.
Right.
No,
that's right. But right. Josh didn't want
to. Trying to say it's a different.
Josh didn't want to say that Avraham. I was saying according to.
Yeah.
You didn't say that yet. I guess I just was inferring from.
So the other right. So the other mahalik, which actually is in like the Or Sameach has kedusha manchas. I don't even know where I am in the pages anymore.
21.
Source 21? Thank you, Shua. Shua is keeping me honest.
Shua wants to make sure you don't backtrack.
So the...
that's a nice way to say it.
So the suggestion could be that like the Gemara really intentionally treats these two differently. But before I get to that suggestion... I think it's worth noting that the Rambam, when he quotes this Gemara in Menachos Yud Aleph, doesn't quote it the way Rashi does. Rambam doesn't see this as a question of Matan Kli, but of Kemitza. That you have to do Kemitza from the epicenter of the Kli. As if you are Dovke the Kometz, if you somehow like separate out the measure of Kometz and like it rises up to the side... So then the kmitza is not coming from the entire mincha. But he doesn't ever, anywhere else, talk about how to do kmitza. So some kind of use the Rambam. It's like a very typical thing to do. Since the Rambam didn't quote it, it must be because he was bothered by our problem. And he thinks that whatever is true about Kabbalah Saddam is also true about Matan Kli. But another suggestion could be made... And this is going to be like the parallel opposite of the suggestion that I guess we were heading to, is that maybe, and the Nitziv kind of says this, it's one line, but I think it's fair. I think it's a fair interpretation. That maybe the Rambam doesn't quote it by Matan Kli, and there's another case where the Rambam changes a Matan Kli case to be about the Kemitza. Because for the Rambam, the Matan Kli is not Mefurash B'kra. You have a Kamatz V'Hikdir. There's no Dinim for Nesina B'Kli. You might need it. I don't. It might be one of the Dalet Avodos, it's definitely Mefagel. But maybe the criteria or the requirements for it are so minimal because it's a Nesina Ba'alma. In other words, you need much less for Kometz. Actually, this is a different suggestion than what I was just saying a second ago. You know, it's not the same as Dam. You actually need less in Nesina B'Kli than Kabbalah Saddam because it's omitted in Chumash. So that's why the Nitziv argues the Rambam left it out and changed the gears of changed it from Rashi's case.
V'ikrivu.
No, but that's what they meaning. It's Merumah's Bikra. Yeah, it's not even a remez to it. And that poor poem will be important as well. But the alternative, and then you're kind of looking at what the requirements, the threshold for Matan Kli is less or Kiddush, whatever, is less in Mincha. Than in Kabbalah Saddam. But the alternative is to say the opposite. You know, you can where the threshold could be higher. And there here is kind of to rehabilitate, assuming we can, the Gemara and Menachos and Tzvacha and Yud Gimel and Mebeis. Where the Gemara says, in one case, what is Kabbalah Saddam? Kabbalah Saddam is Memela, which we could explain as the Kohen HaOved is supposed to hold the Kli, but the Kli is really doing the heavy lifting. The Kli is Niskavel. So if the Kli is Niskavel, so then it can use all of its features and facets Avir kli kli. The kli is mekadesh. As we say, avir kli kli, and all the time. But when it comes to matan kli, we don't. It's not about the kli. We dafka our makbid on an esinas hakmitza biyad kohen into the kli. So therefore, it's insufficient to rely, even though it's true avir kli kli. What the Torah requires of you, what the halacha demands, is a real nesina into the kli. And then the Gemara is wondering, is the side enough or dafka into the bottom? And why this is important, both of these, is because you could have thought that by differentiating matan kli from Kabbalah Sadam, it only goes in one direction. You know that like the standards for Kabbalah Sadam are going to be higher than matan kli. But here, what it really shows also is that because nesin yudafka, we require nesina by menachos, you actually have higher standards for what kind of nesina or hanacha you need in mincha, masha'enikein bedan. But again, you kind of keep seeing these tendencies, you know, in the different schools. You can look at the Or Sameach in source number 21. He kind of was asked this question from his son-in-law. And he answers, be'emes lo dami. There's no problem that you bring me menachos get aleph and zvachim chavei. Tibizvachim yugimel amen aleph nosin v'chli ma'ini hu ilema. It's really yugimel amen beis. Tidami lekabbalah. Midami. Hasam emelach yu kashak v'irami. Yu in sham menachos yugimel. Therefore he says it's one line. But im kein rak bedam dim emela mehani of your kli. Lo hecha, where the din is, the ihu yahiv v'shakil. And the Chavetz Chaim points out that if like the Kohen, it makes a diyuk from the Gemara too, if the Kohen would just drop it into the Kli, in Menachos, it wouldn't work. In the Zevach Toda, he kind of says it based on Ihu Kashakil V'yahiv. What you'd have to say then is that the Gemara is not rejecting the difference, but it's just saying that it shouldn't impact the Gabe Pigel.
Ah.
Yeah.
Rashi himself on Daf Zayin describes Kiddush Kometz as a matan kli in the sugya of Imikadish Omidas.
Oh, very interesting. That's something to think. In Sota, you said?
No. In by us. No.
What do you mean Midas? That's on Daf Zayin?
On Daf Zayin, like the Tav Rashi, the He says the Avad matan kli.
Right. So I think that Gemara is also important for this too, Yoni, actually, because they kind of point out. In that case over there, in Daf Zayin, it's interesting if you look at Tosfos, when Tosfos is talking about basically Matan Kli, so he needs to say that this is a case where you did Kemitza and you're returning the Kometz to the original Klisharis that has the original Mincha, the Shayari Menachos, and Tosfos needs to invoke the principle of Min Bemino Enachotetz. That the reason that matan kli into the original kli would work is because min v'mino in a chotzitz, right? And Rashi says, what's the difference between the original kli and the next kli, mali mali? Something to think about. You know, you have shayorei hamincha, and you're putting the kli on basically on top of other mincha. It's not touching the kli. So how does this work with like the perspectives we were talking about? Like initially, you know, on the surface, it doesn't work so well with the avir people. Because why don't we say the second it hits the airspace? Why do you need to bring up tosis? Min b'mino enochotze. Just say avir kli kli. And it works well with the people who say you need hanacha. So only if there's no chatzitza do you have hanacha betocha kli. At least on the surface. The truth is though, and this is why I only mention it now, is even if you say avir kli kli, so how do we look at a chatzitza? Is that like avir shesofo lanuach or eno kimunach? If we wouldn't say enochotze, would the existence of Shirayim be equivalent to Eino Kimunach Dami? What? If we would say there's a chatzitza, is chatzitza, in other words, the same as Avir She'ein Sofo Lanuach? If you said that it is, it's not really a kasha on the Avir people. You still need there to be no chatzitza. And frankly, even if you say, I'm sorry to complicate things, but even if you say that you need Hanacha, so it's true, min b'mino eino chotzeitz, but is that hanacha b'toch hakli? If you need to be kashakil v'yahiv, should it be enough? Even with no chatzitza. There's the mincha is still there. It's not touching physically. This kometz is not touching the bottom of the kli. So just, that's why I bring tosos, and like also when the gemara, you put it on top and then you shake it. All these kinds of things are important to consider when you think about the Derech Kiddusho of the Komets. And it relates back again to this question of Matan Kli Ki Kabbalas Adam. Yeah, Meir.
You mentioned, okay, at least, I think two, but if I'm not remembering more, two machlokes in this larger picture between Rashi and Tosfos. Right? We have the machlokes, all the way at the beginning, about the three Kohanim, and now the machlokes about how to understand the Maran Daf Yud Aleph, which is your springboard for the notion of Matan Kli. So are those two machlokes connected? Or stop, two separate machlokes in about Kabbalah? Or is it part of the larger picture of Rashi?
I didn't think about
Rashi
it.
Rashi having more of an avodah and the Rambam having less of an
avodah. I didn't think about it. Oh, the Rambam? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You said the Rambam. I thought you said Tosis.
No, Rashi and the Rambam.
I do think so. I actually do think so. Yeah, I'm
gonna... at the same point. One is about the Nesina and one is about holding the Kli.
Right. Right. No, I think the Rambam consistently downplays Matan, the
Avodah of Kabbalah.
The Avodah of Kabbalah, exactly. Like comparing that to Kabbalah Saddam.
And Rashi always...
Yeah, exactly.
Not only is Guru said, but Guru step beyond.
100%. I did have that in mind, yeah.
Okay.
Something to point out while we're talking about... Sorry, one second. Okay, not so bad. it's always bad when it's other people's time, but... one thing to point out is, like, if you rehabilitate, like the Or Sameach does, like with Rosenzweig, also wanted to say, again, I had thought of it before I saw, like, all the, but it doesn't matter. If you want to rehabilitate that Gemara, it's just very interesting to think about why it would be at Matan Kli, what does it say, in other words, that you need to put the Mincha, like, into the Kli, rather than, you know, the Kli doing all the work. So I just think it's good to raise here. I don't want to get too into it, but I know some people also have just started to see it, and Yoni mentioned it in his Chabura. You know, the Griz really develops this idea that Mincha, as opposed to Zvachim and even Ofos, requires like Atzmo Shel Kohen. And it really is about, you know, the personal, Nesinas HaKohen, the Kohen's really doing this with his hands, you know, and he calls it like Avodas Yad. So the idea that you have something that, like, the motion and the movements and the phases are unfolding, like al yedei the proactive, the kohen being proactive, just is like really, again, I have nothing more to say. Just then, I think this is a good time to mention, you know, if kashakil v'yahiv is true, so much so that it ends up being totally different from Kabbalah Saddam, it also highlights how the process in mincha is really being, you know, moved forward, like mamish, by the Atzmo Shel Kohen. Okay? Yeah, Yoni.
Yeah, if I could add, I would say that I think that might also be part of the question that Mara asked about the three Kohanim being involved in the Mincha, right? That what's the Havamina there? Part of the pushback, it's not just the Ramban you quoted without, you know, the fact that it's more personal, but it's also the fact that because it's more personal, we want the Kohen involved in everything.
Right.
Not only do we not want more Kohanim involved, we also don't want Kelim involved.
Right.
Kelishar certainly can play a role, but the Kohen has to be the one doing everything, and the Kelishar, it can't just be the medium, has to be the Kohen being doing everything, being the Kaddish, being, you know, proactively involved throughout.
Very nice. That's interesting. I didn't think of that.
So that would be different than Dom saying, as opposed to Kabbalah Dom.
Right. Of course. Like, who cares how many?
Other Kohanim, other Kishari to do the job for
right.
You. Right. Important.
Very good.
It wouldn't play out in all places, though, because the Makkar that we learn about is the Ad from Shimon, but the Hakam is great. The Hakam said he's doing it. So even if you accept the sort of Avodah Siyad and say it has, and have lingering effects for the Hakam, even though it doesn't apply in that case, to apply it beyond the different Nachuminas would just beg the question, then why the argument is Shimon and also above?
Yeah, you have to go through every case and you have to figure out why that certain case, at least Shari, would be a necessary one. No, clearly there's more things happening than just going, sitting on the Shayach, how many other things are wrong. I mean, this is not the word, but...
No, but I'm saying to be impersonal enough to above, to be impersonal enough Zion.
Yes, you'd have to work it out. You'd have to work out why it is. But I think Josh is making the point that overall, when you see that by Minako, there is clearly this idea of the personal Kohen being involved throughout. The exclusion of other Kohanim and the exclusion of Kalim or Bishari being involved throughout the process.
I just want to move now to kind of like the last, you know, phase of this. In many ways, it's like the most meaty the most mealy. But... But I think a lot of this might also shimmy like that.
There's also a higher point. There's a bigger point about
right.
Meaning, I don't know if that's what you're saying, but it's the connection with everyone else is adding. There are a lot of different aspects to this. It goes back to Ella's two. There's because the original the gap between what the mincha originally was and what you're changing it into, you know, along the way.
Right, Rebbe mentioned this.
Into whatever is less, that's always a reason why, you know, some of its earlier status, you know, is retained. And you talk about the Kedusha Stavra, etc. It's also a reason why you need more active,
right,
like a vodos along the way to be Makadesh, you know, to distinguish it from what it was. But it isn't really that different from what it was.
Mm.
You have to be okerate from its like.
Yeah, you have to like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, constantly. It's like a constant fight.
Right.
Yeah. Right, Rebbe mentioned that on the phone, right. It's very, right, that might also phrase. You said that about this.
Yeah.
The Kashal Kaliyad, right. Right. Yeah, so that's also a good shot. I think there's another factor in addition to Avodas Yad and like this uphill battle trying to bring something which is just, you know, meal into a korban. You know, Hashem, Kodesh Kadashim, no less. I think in addition to that is something that really lies at the the difference between them might relate, I think, to the development and process of Menachos and Zvachim in like a bigger way. In other words, like the transition from Kmitza to Matan Kli might be different, like the status of Kometz Biyad Kohen, in other words, before you actually do Matan Kli, might be different than the transitional phase of Shechita and Kabbalah Sadam. So like the phase one and two relationship to each other in Menachos might be different than one to two in Shechita. Something I alluded to Dam, something I alluded to already earlier, but I think that could explain also a lot of the differences that arise between Matan Kli and Kabbalah. So in terms of identifying, like freezing Mincha between Kmitza and Matan Kli and freezing Dam, between Shechita and Kabbalah, there are like 3/4 kind of like issues and topics that the Gemara talks about that need to be raised. So like I'll go through them like Minakala Lakavet a little bit. So in one case, let's say you did the Kmitza, you have the Kometz in your hand, and before Matan Kli, you put that Kometz in a place that's not kasher for Kmitza, or in a scene of a kli. Think like you take the kometz and you put it in your left hand, or you give it to a czar, any kind of puzzle. That's one kind of thing. So what's the stat? What happens then? Again, we're like trying to zero in on that isolate that phase. What if you don't put it somewhere else, like in a makom puzzle, but it falls on the floor? It's like nispazer hakometz al haritzpa. So here it's just worth already noting that the Tosefta talks about this by Mincha. It's everywhere else. The Gemara talks about it by Dam, by Zvachim. It talks about it by Ofos. It even talks about it by Chafinas Haktores. But what about Nispazer HaKometz al HaRitzvah? And Nispazer by all the other ones is spoken about. So only a Tosefta. There's no Mefurish Gemara, despite the Achronim thinking there was. I'll show that in a minute. And there are Rishonim that already say no. There's no Gemara. Rishonim already said there's no Gemara. And ask why doesn't the Gemara talk about Nispazer HaKometz, but the Achronim, for whatever reason, felt it was Mefurish B'Gemara. So that's like issue number two. And then issue number three is what happens if you take that Kometz, you don't put it in a Makom Pasul, or it doesn't fall on the Ritzba, but you put it into like a Kli Shares prior to Kedusha being Chal. It's like, what's an example of putting it in a Kli Shares before the Kedusha is Chal? What? If you hold, yeah, Kli Shares ain't that could be. Also, like I think a little bit more obvious one is you put Chatzi HaKometz, your Kometz Shechilku, Bishnei Kalim, so we say Lo Kadosh, that's how we paskin. Right, it's a funny thing to say about Menachos, yeah, but that's how we paskin. And not so funny. Or if it's a Kli Agave Karka, and we paskin that the Kmitza needs to go into a Kli Shalo Agave Karka, so also there. Or is any case where it's in a Kli Shares, which is, you might be mechalik between a Kli Shares and Al HaRitzvah, and you might be mechalik between Al HaRitzvah and like Nasan L'Pasol, or Le, and then like in between all of those, is like, what if you take it with the Kohen, takes the Kometz, the Yad Yamino, and then gives it to another Kohen's Yamin before they, then that Kohen puts it into the Kli. So these are all issues to identify both in Dam, although I was talking about it, you know, Menachos, also in Menachos. So by Zvachim, it's very clear what the Dinim are in all these cases. The Gemara in Chavhei Amid Aleph, we'll read it inside, I have it here. On source number 26, I didn't even eat chua for that one. It's because I had you earlier. The Gemara basically says in the Mishnah, Nishbach hadam al haritzba v'asvo pasul. So if you do Shechita, Rashi points this out, Mitzavar behema shalom is kabel v'kli, in that Rashi on source 26. If the dam falls out of the neck of the animal before even the kabel v'kli, so then we say it's pasul. Even if you collect it back up, you get into the kli shares and you go ahead with zrika, it's pasul. That's the halacha. So the Gemara looks for a makor. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, V'lachach HaKohen HaMashiach Midam HaPar Midam HaNefesh V'lo Midam HaOr V'lo Midam HaTamtis. Midam HaPar, it needs to be blood from the par. Dam, key three words. Dam Me HaPar Yikablenu. If you're not Mekabel the dam as it comes out of the animal, then you lose dam mehapar. It's like a bang bang kind of a thing. That the kedusha, this is at least the way that some formulate it, that the kedusha needs to happen miyad from the time of the shechita, from the shechita, because that's what, that basically is the hagdara of dam mehapar. If it's on the floor, it's not dam mehapar. So the Gemara just goes, this is just like worth reading. Gufa, for this reason, Amrav Yudam Arav. These are all dinim about like what the criteria are in the formation of the dam, i.e. the chelek hanikrav. What are the criteria? Hashochet tzarech sheyikabel es kol damo shavar. That's what you would have thought. Shenemar ves kol dam hapar yishafeich. This is by Shvichas Hashirayim, that all of the dam of the par you should spill. Mor says, v'habishirayim ksiv. So how does it teach me they need to be makabel all of the dam? Mor says, "Im eno inyan l'shirayim dehalesi l'kulei dam." Obviously, when you're up to shirayim, you don't have all of the dam because you did zrika. So it must be if it's not really referring to shirayim, tineu inyan bekabbalah, that you need kol dam hapar, at least lechatchila, maybe b'di'evet. This is discussion. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, hashochet tzarech shiagbi asakim milmala. You have to pick up the knife after you do the shechita because the dam that is on the knife from contact with the simanim and the vridin. It's possible, Shenemar ve'lokach midam hapar. Fascinating. Even the dam that comes on the sakin is not dam hapar. But lo midam hapar ve'davar acher. The chula in the Gemara kind of continues. And like in the same vein, I'm using a lot of puns, but Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, hashochet tzarech sheyitein is the last line. Vridin letochakli, you have to literally fold the vridin, like Rabbi Packer was referring to before, and the simanim, in, the vridin into the kli, almost like matan kli, not. It, when you do the shechita, either as an effort to be makabel, all of the dam of the par, as the Rambam seems to formulate it, or as Rashi explains, it's a din in dam, not kol hadam, but dam mehapar. You want to minimize any hefsek between the shechita and the kabbalah. You want to make sure you're really being makabel, the dam from the par. So Rashi says, "Dinihi de kabbalah mehapar shapir, v'hai toch lavdav," and he points out that you know you can't really get, like if you're thinking about how this works, you can't really get the veins into the kli, but you put it as close as you can as possible over the avir of the kli. What we basically see from this gemara is there's a focus, or the din is that in order for the din for kabbalah to be effective, you need to have dam mehapar. It's a requirement. That's how you create dam mehapar and the chelak hanikrav. Yeah.
You mean that you seem to describe in terms of time, meaning
temporally? Not time, like, but like associated, like in order for it to have that definition in the bowl once it's in the mizrak of dam that you're going to now be makriv, it needs to really emanate from the par. That's kind of how I'm saying. It needs to really be connected. Here, like again, the moving the veins closer, I just think makes it more mitzuraf to the...
Is it between the kabbalah and the shechita?
No, between the animal. The identity of the animal, yeah. More, not less about shechita, and more about, you know, creating the that the dam isn't just like blood, but it's blood from this animal. It has that identity. It's like an identity thing. There's like a certain location it needs to come from in order to be dam hapar. That's how I'm understanding it. And the Rambam basically just paskins this. But in but importantly, if the Gemara says in later in Zvachel Amibezim at Aleph, Gemara says, but if it falls to the ground after Kabbalah Bikli, so then Chazar Va'asvo Kasher. And it lists it with all these other cases. If you look in 27, Kibel HaKasher V'nasan L'Pasol Yachzer L'Kasher, Kibel B'Yemino V'nasan L'Smolo Yachzer L'Yemino, Kibel B'Kli Kodesh V'nasan L'Kli Chol, Yachzer L'Kli Kodesh, Nishbach Menak B'Yal Ritzer, puts them all together, V'asvo Kasher. So as long as there is a takana, once you have Kabbalah, the way I would say it is, once you've formed the identity of Korban, the Dam, Hapar, so then there's no, you already have what you need, and there's no psul apparently, if the Dam is transferred or falls out after you've already created Dam Hapar. So post Kabbalah, any of these Nasan Lepasul or Nishbach Al Aritzba, there's no problem whatsoever. Only Mitzavar HaBehema. Ah. And the Rambam kind of just makes this all very clear in the end of Psula HaMagdashim Perek Aleph. Basically just says, Kivyal B'yimino Nasan L'smoli Achzer L'yimino, and then you're fine, and then you do Halacha. Kivyal B'klichol Nifsal HaZevach, Kivyal B'klichodesh V'nasan L'klichol Yachzer L'klichodesh. Nishbach Min HaKli Al HaRitzba V'asvo Kasher, all these cases like the Mishnah. Then he says, "Avalam nishbach mitzavar habehema alaritz bevasvo v'nasta lukli shareis nifsal." Good. And as the Meforshim, all they're explaining is because once you have dam mehapar, so there's no psul that there's nothing that will be posel the dam afterwards. And if it falls or you give it to somebody else, I'll be kasher. Good. The question is, though, what about all of this? When it comes to the mincha. So, if you look in the Rambam, what we do know is that, so if you look in the Rambam talks about the case, I'll start with like the easier one. The Rambam talks about the case is what after komet shechalku bishnei kelim. So we know from the Gemara in Menachos that Kiddush didn't happen. But this is now the interim period between Kemitza and Matan Kli. And same thing with Dam. You have the same kind of situation. Let's say you're Mekabel, only half in one Kli and half in another. So what we do learn from Dam, according to the Gemara Menachos, is that Komet Shechogu Bishnei Kelim Lo Kadosh. But what happens if you then mix, you then Choseru Mekadosh? So in the Girsa of most of the Achronim, in the Rambam, Perek Yigimel Yidbeis, not to be confused with the Yud Beis Yud Gimel of earlier, Rambam says 32. The Komet Shechalku. This is like the big one when he quotes the Gemara in Sota, that Brisa from Sota. Rambam says the Komet Shechalku Bishnei Kelim Eino Kadosh, and according to the Girsa that many have, the Choseru Mekadesh. You can be Choseru Mekadesh. Sounds like there's no problem, even though it wasn't immediate, the Kiddush. The Mishal HaMelech, very important Mishal HaMelech, it throws his hands up and is extremely bothered by this Rambam. He wonders, again, we already read the Rambam inside, but he wonders, I guess more objectively, in Source 33, Yesh lehistapik, im chazar v'irvo b'kli echad, imahani, basically our question. To havadai lo be'inan shiya hakometz bekli shenitan bo hakometz mitchila. This is an interesting havamina that he has. Of course, there's no problem that there was like, you originally put it in one kli and then putting in a second. There's no problem with that, apparently. V'shuv nasan bekli aleika hakpada kol sheshnei hakelim hem kli sharis. So he rejects that potential, I guess, possibility. That would be totally fine. But he wonders, because Uvidam shita de lo mahani mashachizer marvan. Basically, Mishnah Melech is saying, we know by Dam, and this is clear in Rashi and Tvachim Tadi Gimel, by Dam, if you only were Mekabel less than a shear in two separate Kalim, it wouldn't be Mekadesh, and you couldn't Chazer Irvan, it wouldn't work, because there was no Kabbalah, there was no Kiddush. So he says the same way that's true of Dam, which is what he assumes, is true for the Rambam, in Hilchos Maisar Kabbanos earlier, Dal et Ches. It can't be true about Menachos either. So he doesn't understand, basically. He goes through the whole thing, and he basically explains why is that the case. Why shouldn't you be able to be chozer ume'ariv? Very simple. Hatam de lo mahani le'tikun u'mevuar mishum de kol sheh psul de'ira. La'achar kabbalas hadam, there's a tako, yesh lo tikun. Mishum de damu le'nishbach me'akli ala ritzba. He says, anything that happens after Kabbalah, there's a takana. But since this is happening before Kabbalah, it's like nishbach ala ritzba. So you shouldn't be able to be chozer u'mekadesh. In other words, if matan kli, kiddush, didn't happen, it's like nishbach ala ritzba. That's how the Mishnah Melech understands it. And we know that nishbach ala ritzba mitzavar habehema is always possible. Aval kol pisul she'ira b'sha'as kabbalah, ein lo otikun mishum dehave nishbach mitzavar habehema ala ritzba, din nifsal hazevach. And he invokes what we just read in the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Suli Mekdash, and Ninchav Hei. So if he had his druthers, he would have said that any disruption between the kmitza and the matan kli would always be pasul. But he says, achra isi, yeah.
Why is that a kash on the Rambam? Meaning the Gemara says, eino kadosh.
It's not a kash on the Rambam. This I should have made it clearer. The Mishnah Melech, because he thinks we compare kmitza matan kli to shchita and kabbalas adam, assumes that chozer v'irvan is always going to be a problem.
Even though
the Gemara never says it, but he thinks whatever is true about Dam,
meaning the Gemara should have said it. It said Eino Kadosh.
By Kemitza or by Dam?
By on Zion and Beis.
Yeah, but also on Zion and Beis doesn't say by Dam Chozer v'Irvan.
No, but I'm saying, how can you tell me if the Mishnah
Eino Kadosh means Eino Kadosh, and therefore,
and it's Pasul.
It's Nishbach, yeah.
So then, why didn't the Gemara say Pasul?
Objectively, your question's interesting in terms of like Lashonos. But again, I'm trying to say by Dam, it just says Lo Kidesh. But Rashi says, and Chazer V'Irvan doesn't work.
Yeah, because conceptually, it's not because it's absurd, it's because you didn't capitalize on continuing the process in such a way that would allow for the Hesher. So the result might be the same, but it's still different formulation. That's what you're asking, right?
Yeah.
The idea is that you have to have the continuity, and absent the continuity, you don't have the hechsher.
Right.
So that it's not, it is, Lemaisa, you can't use it, but you can't use it not because it's possible, but because you fail to follow the protocol that will make it kosher. So it's still ain't a kadosh.
But aren't you also saying that Chozer and Mekadesh should work? Aren't you trying to say, since it only says...
That's exactly what he was trying to address. Meaning, I'm asking, assuming that...
You want to know the language of the Gemara.
The language of the Gemara, to me, would have, at face value, implies that, of course, you should be able to Chozer and Mekadesh, because why didn't the Gemara say Pulse? So we'd be saying, no, because you can... The Lashon of Eino Kadosh can still be Dafka, and it's referring to an impediment in the carbon, which isn't the psul. It's a different kind of impediment.
An impediment to the carbon.
But it's still, it still ruins it, but it's not...
Right. Okay.
And that's also because the Tanakhama of the Seirot, Yatsar, 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 potentially, meaning if there's a possible pizza, so then Yatsar, Yatsar, is there a possibility of still doing kmitza?
But this is when you have a kosher kmitza.
What's that?
This is when the kmitza is good.
Okay, but meaning, I'm saying maybe there might be a parallel to if there's also a puzzle kmitza, is there, does that, do you still have the ability to do that?
Right. 100%. Right. Right. But the Mishnah Melech is kind of assuming, I guess you're right, that the Mishnah Melech is assuming that by Dam, since we say Lo Niskadesh, so the same thing should be true of Kometz, and we should treat it all like the din of Nishbach Mitzav Rabbehema, which he also assumes is going to be a problem just as much in Menachos as it is in Tvachim. But he says, and he's bothered by this, Achra Isi Shasiyim Idvarav, V'chozer U'mekadesh, Nira Desfirli, D'yesh Tikun, Imchazer V'irvan V'nastam V'kli Acher. V'lo yadati tam dinze, T'ha'kevan D'bishas, Matan Kli, Lo'nis Kadesh. It didn't happen right away. Ki chazer v'kidesh lo mahani, mishum da'ave k'nishmach mitzavar ha'behema. So you understand why the Rambam treats Menachos differently than Tvachim. By all cases, since you don't follow the steps, it's basically like nishbach and lo kidesh or puzzle. So he doesn't understand why it should be any different in Menachos. And then he says, just interestingly, v'afdi rabbeinu b'perek yed alef b'sulim mikdashin writes, nispazra komets agave yaritzba yachzer v'yazvenu. Even though the Rambam sounds like there's no problem of nishbach when it comes to kemitzah, I'm wrong, and we should be able to resolve the Rambam here and the Rambam later, and kemitzah luchud and dam luchud. No, I'm holding to my guns. Kfar kasa marancham, the kesa mishnah makes a new kimta that the case over there is when the kemitzah fell onto the ritzba after you already did matan kli, after you've already done what you needed to do. So he's left kind of just with this kasha locally in Maisa Kabonis, you Gimel Yabez, why it is that the Rambam thinks you could be Chozer Mekadesh when, of course, by Dam Mehapar Yikablenu, you didn't do a full Kabbalah Mehapar. So why don't we say the same thing? You didn't have that by Matan Kli as well. So what's helpful for the Kesef Mishnah is that the Frankel Gerson basically says, like, Bekol Kisve Hayad doesn't have Chozer Mekadesh. It just says, but it doesn't say v'chozer u'mekadesh. If you have the girsa v'chozer u'mekadesh, it's clear again that there is a takana, even if you didn't do kiddush immediately. You can always just read mekadesh. But if you don't have the girsa, there's more of an open question. So he can kind of interpret it. I still think your point's good. Why does it say komet shachalku eno kadosh? But at least he has a way out of this Rambam if he would have had the benefit of the Frankel Rambam. But either way, it's possible, again, the Rambam could be interpreted as Chozer Mekadesh, and either way, there's this Girsa. The Kesef Mishnah continues, though Mishnah Melech like sees Kemitza as being exactly like Dam, and will continue to see that on each and every place, even if like there are Hechitimtzas he needs to make, he will, to kind of equal, like level whatever differences may seem to exist. Reb Chaim in the Chibur already makes a different suggestion, and he thinks, Taka, maybe there's a legitimate reason to be mechalek between Kometz and Dam. Chaim in Perek Yigimah Halacha Yudeis, right here, basically points out something really significant that kind of changes the whole game. Chaim quotes this whole Rambam, and he basically says, let's see where to start. Let's start from Vihine. He basically explains Vihine Yisod Hadin Madin Nishbach Pasul Velo Mahanya Machshe Yachzor V'Yikabel Achakach B'Kli Shareis Mivur Bezvachim Dav Chavei. More we saw. Ti Alfinan La Mikra Divelokach Midam Hapar Dam Me Hapar Yikablenu. Since the whole requirement, the whole problem of Nishbach is just that you need, Kabbalah needs to come from the par. And that's why Nishbach is a problem, because then it's not Kabbalah mehapar. It's din in the Seder Avodas HaKabbalah. It doesn't make any sense that we should have a psul Nishbach at all when it comes to Menachos, because the Nishbach HaKom et Pasul, it shouldn't be. When it comes to kemitza, there's no din that the kemitza, the kometz needs to, when you do matan kli, the kometz has like a certain address, it needs to emanate, originate from some place that you're then mekabel in the kli. Not at all. So it doesn't make sense at all that we should even have a psul nishbach. When it comes to menachos, you have the kometz, in other words, in your hand. There's no need, in other words, by Kabbalah to kind of form the identity of the Kometz Masha ein kein by dam, in order to create or be yotzer the dam hapar, there needs to be a kabbalah from the behema. Yeah, no.
I guess this is my clarification earlier. You're forming in terms of the identity of the dam versus the identity of the mitzvah. But that's not more to this connection.
Rav Chaim is saying there's no by dam.
No connection to work.
It needs to come from the par. If it doesn't come from the par, you don't have dam hapar. By kemitza, there's no me'ayin yikablenu the kemitza.
Is that the identity of the dam? Is that the source being the par versus the entirety of the mincha doesn't exist by kemitza, or is that shkita to kabbalah versus kemitza to same bekli? That's what created the thing, no?
Right.
I mean, you're just saying the identity of the dam.
Yeah, right now I just am pointing out that.
Seeing so, you know, time seems like more as opposed to the identity of the thing itself is just its source from either.
Right, but here, but right, but the kabbalah by kli, either by minachos, either way, doesn't have a source.
Correct.
Right.
But
that's all I'm saying.
Identity.
Right. Okay. That's a good point. So at this point, though, what Rav Chaim kind of opened up and could have said is that taka, there is no psul of nishbach by kometz at all, because you had your kemitza, and it's fine that it fell to the ground. And then you just pick it up and put it into the kli. If the whole psul of nishbach is this localized dam me'apari kablenu, then you could have just said there's no psul nishbach at all. Rav Chaim doesn't say that, and we'll continue to read because he assumes, I don't know why he takes this for granted, but he assumes that there is a psul nishbach in kometz.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
But chavav, we can just quickly speak now. Never says there's a psul nishbach. It just says if you're komez b'yamin v'nasan l'smol, that it's possible. And it treats it like dam min hatzavar. It never says that komez, that's nispazer ala ritzba, is possible. Right? I'm just wondering if there's a difference, yeah. Rav Chaim assumes, again, that nispazer hakomez ala ritzba is going to be possible. So now he's forced to explain, just previewing Rav Chaim a little bit, he's forced to explain how, on the one hand, though there's no me'ayin yikabelenu for Kabbalah's hakometz, still we have to have some kind of psul nishbach. Not that nishbach is a chisaron in dam mehapar, because that for sure doesn't exist by kemitza, but that maybe it's posel the kometz. But that's all because, again, I just want to be clear, he assumes there's a psul of nishbach. But with his logic, you may have already said, there's no dam mehapar, and if that's the only basis for nishbach in zvachim, so then there's also no nishbach at all in kometz,
so
right?
The way you're portraying what he does say is a little bit more...
Because he just assumes it like...
mysterious and esoteric than what he said. I mean, what he says is you would have thought that,
no, I'm saying once you say what he's saying, though, there, then and you don't have a limud from dam anymore, maybe there's just no psul nishbach. That's kind of what I'm asking
from
on
the
him.
Original point, right?
Right.
But what I'm saying, what he is end up saying is not that there's some zerosakasuk or mysterious. What he's really saying is he's revising. He's saying
there's a new din of nishbach.
Din nishbach is not a din.
Well, no, by dam it is. He thinks by dam it still is.
No,
let's read.
That's why you can't.
I don't think so. I think he just thinks it means the tkifus of the process. I think he's saying, oh, so you see from here, the common denominator, which does apply to mincha, is that you can disrupt the process.
Right.
So just like there, you need to, you know, from where you can't be in a place where it's not supposed to.
Right, I'm just not sure.
There can't be any disruption from a place where it shouldn't have been in the designed transition from stage to stage. Meaning, and even using the language of tkifa. I mean,
right. I'm just saying, I'm wondering, I guess the only thing I'm wondering a little bit is whether it kind of becomes two dinim, which is how like the Griz understands it and like quotes another pasuk, or if he is kind of saying that that's really all nishbach by we could read it. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't sure. I'm just saying objectively whether a client says it or not.
Because not something that is mysterious. What I'm saying is, it's something which you might argue, and
right? It's not mysterious
to what you're talking about,
right?
Which is maybe there can be an in between,
right?
Because anyways, the in between isn't so. I mean, the radical change from a living behema, you know, to dam, you know, through a very, you know, transformative act of maisa shkita, You just don't have that.
Right.
You know, in you have Solas, and you have, you know, Kmitza, which is Mevarer, and then you have, you know, the Kmitza, which is part of the Solas. And, you know, that's also part of, there's no Mehechan, because why would there be?
It's right.
It's all the same. But that doesn't, then comes the next question, and that is, well, what about the process, you know, which turns this, even despite that, not those sharp, like, you know, different stages in the avodos, you know, so maybe they become even more important, you know, in some respect they'd be more active, like we were speaking of before, or maybe the tkifus, you know, becomes equally important, or no, I think what you're saying now is, well, why not just leave it and say there's no din of mishpach, say there's no din of tkifus either, because either tkifus is going to be more important to overcompensate for the fact that it's more, you know, the same, or it's actually, you know, going to be consistently less problematic, which is like what you've been talking about in some of the other,
right,
you know, not like what you say, like with the Shemelon and so on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I was saying, what he's presenting is not, there's some din, there's some din.
No, I think it still comes, I'm just saying at this point.
Either, whether or not that's the only din in Kabbalah Saddam, you know, where the main din in Kabbalah Saddam, even that doesn't trouble me as much. I don't think that's the main point here. The question is that a very compelling din, or how to assess that, given everything you've been discussing in Minchah?
Right, right, exactly. That basically is the question, right? How compelling that is in Minchah.
For your sake, when you want to discuss that, it's important to acknowledge that Reb Chaim is transitioning into that. That's how he's now understanding Dishpach. At least vis-a-vis Mincha, which isn't like some Xeris HaKasu, but you know, it can't be, you know, it can't be somewhere else other than where it was supposed to be, right? And now, like, why not? Or what are the parameters of that in comparison to Zeb?
Right. I was just pointing it out more. Yeah, no, I understand. I was pointing out more objectively. You might have said there's nothing. But then he's transitioning, right? He's making a point that it's still, you still retain it, but just have to revise it for Kmitza.
So I'm just saying, like, oh, Nebuch, you know, he didn't do what he wanted us to do.
Right.
You could say, A, Nebuch, he didn't do what he wanted us to do, which would have been even more clear. But Baruch Hashem, you know, he what he did do still leaves us in a position to continue to explore this question. Like, what does that mean? You know, and if there really still is a difference between, you know, even if that's part of what we're getting from it, you know, is that a characteristic? It's just like all along what you've been saying is, it doesn't have to be equal, it can be, you know,
parallel, right.
in its context, right? That's how you began with the language of the Rambam, Pirush Mishnah, it's all this thing. Within its context, it does this same function,
right.
But by definition, its context is different, therefore the functions are somewhat different, and there'll be nafkanina, even when there's going to be parallels.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a way, this is a good example of that because it's a revised way of looking at Dishbach. You know, maybe even, you know, you said Rebel, it's clearer that there are two dinim.
Yeah, they quote the pasuk and other pasuk.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's fine. So is that just, you know, two dinim have nothing to do with each other, or the two dinim are saying, oh, this is a great
example that's interesting. Right.
Of the bigger idea you're trying to,
I don't go with it. Right, I hear what you're saying. Interesting. Yeah, I didn't take that direction, but I totally hear that. He kind of develops that in revising what Nishbach would have to be for Mincha, assuming, again, you drop the Mincha between Kmitza and Matan Kli, will be a psul. He says that can be a din in Me'ayin Shei Kabelenu. So the way he understands Nishbach, and it's very interesting, is more formally. That Tzarech Lomar, he says, the Hamiya Yalfinam, what we do learn, Mincha Midam, kodem kabbalah, that the kometz birak she ikubal takeoff bekli hamekabel of hamekacho. So va'af algav basically the kometz leikadina me'ayin shetehei nice is hakabbalah mikomakam ami yafin and kometz midam she takeoff. This is a good line. Takeoff achar kemitza kabbalah voyi akometz makam achar bintayim al korchach kitchen espazer nifsal. That there can't be like a disruption in between Kmitza and Matan Kli the Kometz can't find itself in like a foreign place in the interim period. Even though there's no din of where the Kometz needs to come from, it's not a din by Mincha, unless you say it's like the Yad Shekometz, is like the equivalent of the neck of the animal. But if you don't say that, there's probably still not a din of where the Kometz needs to come from when it's ultimately received in the Kli. So instead what he says is that there just can't be a disruption, you know, like an artificial, like disruption. The Kometz can't be in a foreign place in between Kometz and Matan Kli. So therefore, if it's on the floor is not a place where it can be. It needs to be in the Yad of the Kohen. If it's on the floor, then that's going to be a problem of a Chisaron in the Kabbalah. That part we learned. So he wonders a little bit, is that, therefore, Shapir Chaluk Kometz Midam, Dare Hamiya Dibiyado Shel Kohen Hu Makom Hechshero Shel Kometz Liyo. After the Kohen does the Kmitza, of course, like the Kmitza is still in his hand. So we don't look at the Kohen's hand as something foreign, something interposing between Kmitza and Kabbalah. Dibal Korcha Chusha Mishas Kmitza. So the imkini yeshlomar de klishar is dino ki yado shel kohen umashlim li yado shel kohen. The kolshu be klishar is harayu kumo be yado shel kohen. Val korchach im kivel mixas komets be klishar is nihi de adayin leka maisa kabbala yikom akum nishbach lohave, because the klishar is like the yad of the kohen. We don't see the same way we don't see the yad, in other words, as like a formal disruption to the tekifus between Kmitza and Kabbalah, so we also may not see the klishares is at least as good as the yad of the Kohen. So when you put half in a klishares and half in another one, there's no psul nishvach because at least it's in a klishares. It's not on the floor. And so there's no, it doesn't undermine or take away from the tekifus between the Kmitza and the Matan Kli. But it's unclear again what Rav Chaim would say if you gave it to another Kohen's right hand. It's a little bit unclear. And again, he for sure is being clear that there is this psul, like of Nishvach. But if you look at the Rambam, yeah,
this, this idea of Dame Afari Kabbalah, the way that Rav Chaim spins it, that it's part of the Maisa Kabbalah, I think that just going all the way back to the beginning of Ayur Ha'ara with the Rashi and even the three Kohanim,
yeah,
understanding the tekifus between the Shkita and the Kabbalah.
Yeah, I still don't think it's tekifus. Just that it didn't in Dam Mehapar. But you don't need the Kabbalah, you wouldn't need to be holding the Kli at the time of Shchita, as long as you're Mekabel it from the Par. It's like, what we were saying in Rashi goes a step further. It says, like, you need to have the Kli ready.
For the Mincha.
Right. No, you need to have the, yeah. So you were saying you need to have the Kli ready when you do when you put the knife into the neck. Here we're just saying that the Kabbalah needs to be from the Par. But not that the Kli would need to be prepared Misha Shchita. Yeah, a certain like extra. If you look in the Rambam, it seems like the Rambam doesn't think there's a psul nishbach at all. Look in Perek Yud Aleph Meiser Karbonos Halacha Hey. Rambam says nishbach. Nispazer hakomet algabe haritzba yachzor viasvenu. This is Sosum, and he says that if the kmitza falls on the ground, you could be yachzor viasvenu. And the Kesef Mishnah here basically adds, like the Mishnah Malach quoted earlier, matzasi kasuv mashakasuv nispazer hakomet haritzba yachzor viasvenu mayri she nispazer achar she nasno leklishares. But of course, if you do kmitza, he can't understand. He, of course, the Rambam doesn't mean that this is only after Kmitza, because if that were the case, it would be like Dam Hanishbach Mitzavar Habehema. That, of course, wouldn't be kosher. So therefore, he says that if there's a case of Nispazer, it must be after you already did Nisina B'Kli. But again, the Rambam never says that, number one. Number two, the Rambam, when it comes to Dam, is very clear about spelling out when Nishbach or Nispazer is going to be a problem and when it's not, when there's a Takana. It would be very strange if the Rambam really did think that this is Nispazer HaKomet Achar Matan Kli, and to not say it at all. And some of the Achronim, the Evan HaAzel and the Chazon Ish, kind of like impressed by the Stimas HaRambam, argue that the Rambam doesn't think Nispazer HaKomet is possible, which of course is not the din by Dam HaNishbach Mitzav Rabbeima. If we're comparing Kemitza to Shechita, this might be what you would have expected. And in fact, some of the Rishonim, the Tosfos Yeshanim, the Ritva, the Meiri, in Yoma, on Memches, where the Gemara talks about this by Ketores, Chafinas HaKetores would fall to the ground. After you did Chafina, the Gemara asks, what would the story would that be? Mitzavar HaBehema, or mi Klisharis? So there the Rishonim ask, like, why doesn't the Gemara talk about Nispazer HaKometz Ahla Ritva? Very strange, the Gemara never, even including Chavav, nowhere in Shas does the Gemara speak about a case of Nispazer HaKometz Ahla Ritva. So they say, these Rishonim who think it is possible say, it's because it's so obvious. Nishbach, Nispazer HaKometz Ahla Ritva is the same thing as when you do Shechita and the Dam falls Mitzavar HaBehema. Because in the four Avodas we line up Kemitza and Shechita. So Gemara didn't even need to ask the question of Nishbach by Kometz. That's how they understand it. And they obviously think that there is a Psul, as Rav Chaim and some of the Achronim thought as well. But if you look at the Rambam again, Rav Chaim wasn't speaking about the Rambam in Psulei HaMukdashim, so I'm not taking issue with it at all. And Rav Rosenzweig was kind of like showing that, making that point to me when I was reading Rav Chaim. But I think if from the Stimas HaRambam, it sounds like Nispazer HaKometz at any point, including right after the Kemitza. Someone had a hand up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did anybody say it's possible Nispazer HaKometz to be possible even after the
Kemitza? No, I'm not familiar.
Okay.
I'm happy to hear about it after. Very interesting.
Misfar, you could say that the Gerd B'Mincha needs to be one go.
I've wondered that. It happens to be.
Misfar, the Gerd B'Mincha will be more possible.
Okay. Okay.
Because it's one, they need to be one go.
Right.
People think about one go.
Interesting. Even after Matan Kli?
I think you can tell,
right.
Then how about this far it goes?
Right.
As far as it's shy, there could be reasons why it wouldn't be shy too. I mean, it could be that this, that once you say Nikva as a Nikva, that this far doesn't make a difference. But the him is a him. Every ask of the him is an ask of the him. But Mincha needs to be Nikva, Rashi, Respire. There's a whole Ikva of a Mincha. So if it isn't Ikva of a Mincha, there would be as far to say why.
That when it falls on the ground,
it loses its status as a Mincha.
Like the continuity exists even past Matan Kli somehow?
But you could not. You could not.
Okay.
You won't take it as far.
Right.
But
yeah, I'm not familiar. I'm not familiar with any.
My point to understand is that there are other Svaras by Mincha that exist that would affect what Psul by Nispazer.
Right.
Exist, which is completely orthogonal to your world.
Right. So if you would say this in the Rambam, just the hour's a little bit late, apologize. But what you might say is that, and the easy thing to say, I think, is that post Kemitza, once you have the Kometz Biyad HaKohen, it's kind of like the legal or like halachic equivalent of Dam that has been Niskavel B'Kli. Not because your Yad's a Klishares, I know that's like an idea that's going around, but more because the idea of Dam Mehapar is that in order to form and create the Chelek HaNikrav or the Cheftza HaNikrav, so it needs to come from the Par. And only once you've been mekabel that bekli do you have dam hapar. But by kemitza, this is like a suggestion, if this is really true in the Rambam, the second the kohen takes the kometz, you already have the chelek hanikra. You haven't done kedusha bekli, it's still not chazi lahakrava, but you do have basically the equivalent of dam hapar. You have the kometz. So it's possible that if at that from that point on it was nispazer ala ritzba, it would be the equivalent of Dam HaNishbach Min HaKli. So the Rambam would be saying, basically, that Nispazer HaKometz Ala Ritzva Yachsev Yasvenu the same way at any point, after Kemitza through Matan Kli. And I think what's meduyuk about this is a couple of things. There are problems, and it's also meduyuk.
Why is the Kometz any more of the Chelek HaNikra than Dam before the Matan Kli?
Because the Dam hasn't been identified as Dam HaPar yet. Until there's Kabbalah B'Kli. That's what the Gemara assumes that.
Well, the Gemara says Dam Me'apari Kabbalah, but that doesn't mean it's not Dam Me'apari.
In other words, it's not...
It means you weren't Mekabbalah from the Par.
You don't have enough... In other words, you don't... I'm assuming that since before Matan, before Kabbalah, Nishbach is a problem, and after Kabbalah it's not, I'm assuming it's because you already have what you need.
Isn't
and the
isn't that because you need Damei Apar?
Right.
After Kabbalah, you've gotten Damei Apar.
So I'm saying maybe.
But what you're going further yeah. saying that makes it the Chelek HaNikra, isn't the Dam fundamentally? The Dam is the Chelek HaNikra. Then there's an additional Din. That you need to be makabel the dam directly from the
no, but that part is not roi like it's not even ome lahakrava yet until you've done kabbalah.
So the dam me'apar is
the chelak. Right. Basically,
it's a more fun. Dam me'apar.
It's just like
more,
in the
more
air.
Fundamental than I was
thinking. Right. Right, it could be. That's a suggestion as to what I'm saying would be true. Right. Either way, what I'm just trying to suggest is that the stages are a little bit flipped. Whereas in Dam, it only begins kind of once you have Kabbalah. I'm wondering if Kemitza Menachos is more front loaded. That you already have already Mishas Kemitza. You already have what's going to be offered on the Mizbeach, and all only thing outstanding is the Kedusha Bekli. But therefore, Nispazer is not going to be an issue the same way Nispazer by Dam Bekli Sharis will be a problem. You're just giving an explanation why that would be true, right?
Could it be, I don't remember, you and I actually spoke about this a few days ago, could it be a practical thing? Like me, so you have it.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I
think at minimum it's just true.
You have to somehow vacuum it off the ground.
Right. I think at minimum it's true, you could say that that and this is where like the Gemara on Daf Ches kind of implies that at from Kemitza ve'Eilech, like Barir Kometz Didei, like by the Shulchan, it's always Barir Kometz Didei. But after you do Kemitza by a Mincha, at that point, even before you put it in a Kli, it's Barir Kometz Didei. You already have the Kometz. Mashein Kain, and by the Dam. Yeah, the only issue with this is a little bit. If you go back earlier to in Perakit Aleph of Psuah Megashin, and that gets related to Menachos Chavav. Yeah, Yoni.
This whole distinction between Menachot and Zochem kind of counters the distinction we first raised in the beginning of the work from the Gemara on Yudalat Gimel about passive versus active, and that Kabbalah for Dam is much more passive, while Kabbalah for Kemitza is much more of an active, Kabbalah. Because they're suggesting that you're doing something in some ways, but you're not doing it as much the same way. And the Kli is doing something, but you're not doing. There's less of a path.
I think on the one hand,
so you're kind of
kind of. I was going to point that out. I think on the one hand, the initial moment of korban in shchit in a zevach is kabbalah. Yeah, that's the first thing which requires kahuna. That's when it turns into a korban in the lashon of the Ramban. Yeah, so that exactly. So on one level, it's kind of that does all the heavy lifting. But at the same time, as opposed to Menachos, where the first it's front loaded. That's kind of what I said earlier. And then the second, and then Matan Kli, right? Kind of is just piggybacking off of, and I'll try to explain that piggybacking off of the original Kometz Kemitza. Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of interesting how that works.
Right. I'm just saying it kind of works counter. I mean, you expected that the Kabbalah for Dam.
I don't know, active so much.
Gemara's whole point is that one.
No, the way it works is by catching it. It's a mimela.
No, I understand, but the way you describe it, one is you're doing something proactively, and the other one is you're doing something more passively. The dom just comes into the cup, and you're not.
I don't know. Does the?
I would have expected that type of framework would have fit the opposite.
Only if you're assuming that creating it is what requires being active. You're kind of assuming to create it. It's what it requires, the activity.
The whole point of the avodah is that you, as a
coach, I don't know.
Are doing something.
No, yeah, you're a mikavel. You're not, but you're not active. You're passive, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I understand you can't distinguish, but they're
right. Okay. No, it's a good hara. The issue is, if I'm right, is that that komet shouldn't be susceptible to any psulim. There should be nothing that I'm assuming because I use this language a little bit and I trap myself. It said that. Once you have the Kometz, it's like you have Dam in the Kli. But we know by Dam in a Kli that if you pass the Dam in the Kli to your left hand or to a Pasul, that's Kasher, right? That's how the Rambam says. Again, in Suli HaMikdash and Perek Aleph, says that you always have a Takana after Kabbalah.
But what we find by Ritzba's fine, Yamin, Smol's fine, Pussel's fine, but when it comes to Kemitza, there it is Pussel. If you're Kama Takasha, the Ram says, and again, Perikid Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Kol HaMenachos Shekamtan Echam and Apsul Navoda, Harehem Psulos, Vechenim Lakad Halavona Pussel, Afal Pishalo Kamats. The Ramam people are being involved with. This is that Mishnah. Then the Rambam kind of like, and in Halacha Gimel is like the Seifa of the Mishnah on Daf Vav. Kamat Valadel the Britzor or Gagar Melach or Kor Lavona Pasol. So like Mafsik between, you know, that those the Reisha and the Seifa of the Mishnah on Daf Zayin about Kemitza, after Rambam says, Kemitza Dan Mizar is Pasol, the Rambam then says that Kamat Hakasha Venasan Le Pasol, Kamat Bimino Venasan Le Smolova Achakach Nasno Le Kli, Kamat Zekoja Nasno Le Kli, Pasal. Basically says that if you take the kometz and then put it in a place which is not roi l'kmitza, or it's in a sina b'kli, that will invalidate the mincha. Problem with that is, if I'm right, that we treat kometz achar kmitza prior to matan kli, like habala sadam b'kli, shouldn't be true. And it's just like a funny like irony to point out that the Kesef Mishnah, I'm not going to read it, the hour is very late, but the Kesef Mishnah here kind of like doesn't understand why this should be true about kometz. This is the earlier Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says, like, why is this any different than Dam? He says, by Dam, there's a Takana. And he basically just says, he doesn't understand why Kemitza should be any different than Dam. But here, just like what subtly happened in the Kesef Mishnah, is he's assuming that post-Kemitza, before Matan Kli, is the equivalent of Kabbalah Sadam. I really fast-track all that, but with me a little bit? Or it's like we were originally saying that Kemitza is like Shechita. So anything after Kemitza and Shechita before Kabbalah is going to be Pasul. Now we saw in this Rambam by Nish Dispazer HaKometz that he's kind of equating post-Kemitza with post-Kabbalah. The problem I'm basically raising is, but then how does the Rambam in Halacha Beis treat this more like Nishba Mitzavar HaBehema? So I just think it's like an interesting puzzle that like the Kesef Mishnah, this long Kesef Mishnah, Halacha Beis, kind of doesn't understand the Shram. He thinks it should be exactly like Dam post-Kabbalah. Sounds like, in at least in the Havmin of the Kesef Mishnah thinks that post-Kemitza is like post-Kabbalah. In other words, that the state, the process, the Akrava in Menachos, like everything develops much quicker in terms of the formation of the Kometz. But either way, so he has to kind of explain why it is in the end of the day that this is puzzle. But I think what you have to say is that there still is one minor difference between kometz after kemitza and dam after kabbalah. One thing, I think, at minimum, is still going to be different no matter what you say, which is that it still is omeid lekiddush. You still haven't been this kadesh, the kometz, even if we say that the chelek hanikrav is mevurar, barer kometz didei. The dam has been niskadish, but the kometz is still omeid, still requires something, some kind of juxtaposition and tekifus to matan kli for its kedusha. Gemara in Zvachim talks about things which are Allah, you know, yardu Allah lo yardu, the one thing, the thing it identifies at least, as like not being roi Allah hakrava, it's not asher yakriv or asher yikrav, is a kometz that you've taken but hasn't been niskadesh b'kli. It's not even chazi legave mizbeach. Like that element of kedusha, is still outstanding in kemitza. So I'm wondering a little bit if what the Rambam's saying is, yeah, you have your kometz, but you can still be posel the kometz. You can be mafkia the kometz by putting it. Not it's not memela falling on the floor, but if you put it in the left hand, you put it somewhere that wasn't roi lo kemitza actively. Maybe it's a psul in the kometz, which is why I'm also speculating the Rambam put this halacha in between the dinim of kemitza. For him, this isn't a chisard in Kabbalah or in Matan Kli, but for him, like you're undermining or disrupting the shame kometz by dafka or intentionally putting it somewhere that would be posel. That doesn't work for kemitza. Like it could be biyad, but when you put it in the left hand, or you put it. Maybe that's the only psul.
What sense is the floor roi l'kmitza?
It's not roi l'kmitza, but you haven't like actively, you haven't been mafsik midas. Maybe. I'm wondering if, like, since it's only Kiddush, if you put it, you take it from your right hand and put it into some place that is, like, a psul in... that's like competing and disrupting. Like the Ritzvah is not like a competition. It's just not shayich, you know, for kmitza. You can't do kmitza on the Ritzvah. You can't be mekadesh. What? Right. So I'm just wondering, you know, kind of that in general. But I think what comes out, you know, like kind of wrap up right now. But I think what comes out a little bit is like you can look at like the unfolding process of mincha very differently than you look at it in behema. There's like this like very interesting Avnei Nezer. I'm also just not going to read it inside just for time's sake. But he's like dealing with a question in Hilchos Shabbos and like Or Chaim. And he wonders why we don't treat Shechita, in other words, like Matan Kli. Leaving aside all the background, it's not important, I'll explain. He basically asks, he says, when it comes to Shechita, we know the halacha is you have to be Machnis Devridin, you hold the neck of the animal over the kli sharis. So he wonders that why, if a zar is kosher to do shechita, a zar shouldn't be kosher to do shechita because he's basically doing matan kli. He's placing the dam from the neck of the animal into the kli. So he doesn't understand why shechita is kosher a zar. Because we know matan kli needs a kohen. So then he says, of course, you know, shechita is kosher a zar. But why don't we say matan kli is kshir bizar? The real avoda, he says, is achizas hakli, avodas hakavala. But anything earlier than holding the kli and being makabel should just be kshir bizar. So no one should tell him, the Avnei Nezer, that kmitza also requires a kohen. It's even earlier than matan kli. The whole flow, and he says, like, vitzarech ian. It doesn't make any sense to me that matan kli requires a kohen. If shchita doesn't require a kohen. Until he kind of says, and he means it a little more technically, but I am going to try to like formulate a little bit differently, more fundamentally, that shechita, the dam's, let's say, trajectory into the kli is always a grama. Or I can borrow the words, it's always like memela. So you need a shechita and a maisa shechita, and it needs to be done properly, but we look at Kabbalah as disentangled from the shechita. Even if you're holding the neck of the animal into the kli, we don't see that as sima b'kli. Only mishas kabbalah ve'elech is mitzvahs kahuna, is when you're in the act of creating the dam hapar, and from that point up, including that and viter, you need it to be the kohen. But by kometz and matan kli, where it's happening, it's much more front loaded. Even kmitza needs a kohen. I'm wondering if kmitza, shas kmitza, is already the formation of your davar hanikrav, and the only comparison to matan kli might be the need to still be miskadesh, what your chelek hanikrav or hamevurar that will be ole al gabe mizbeah. It's possible if like you kind of take those two views, you're really saying, to paraphrase from the Gemara Menachos and Tzvachim, is that the whole notion of like Kabbalah is memela. It's all like happening, you know, it's the first thing, it's disconnected from the original source. It needs to come from the original source, but it's disconnected in terms of seeing it as like a phase one and a phase two. But by kmitza, you know, you've kind of started it at phase one. That's like the ikar moment, the critical moment. And then you just need to like take that and then be mekadesh it in a kli through matan kli. I think kind of that comes out from the Rambam, but like the bigger idea again is that, you know, while there is so much overlap between, you know, Zvachim and Menachos in general, and Matan Kli and Kabbalah, and we've seen many Rishonim and perspectives, you know, that try to neutralize any discrepancies, you know, it's also possible to really see some of the differences between Matan Kli, either the Gemara's, you know, in terms of like the Derech Hasia, or even in terms of just like the development and formation in the process, you know, as well. And maybe it's more like a front-loaded process in Menachos and kind of starts from Kabbalah after. And that's why maybe in the Chumash, going back to the Netziv Zahara, you know, we don't even have a pasuk or a reference to Matan Kli. It's just V'kamatz V'hiktir. Rabbi Shimon, one of the shitos from Shimon is that you just need Kemitza, basically, and then Haktara, Rabbi Yanai, We're not really machshir of the interim stages. The more you kind of look at matan kli as more dispensable or more as just like a hechi timtza for kiddush, so the more you can kind of overlook it or not place as much a significance on it as you would, you know, in Kabbalah Sadam. Yeah.